Hey folks, Ben Birch here from White Rose Society. I don't usually interrupt your regularly scheduled programming, so I'll keep this brief. I am currently holding a fund drive to keep White Rose on the air. If you think what I do here is valuable, please visit our homepage at www.whiterosesociety.org and chip in to defray the substantial costs of this service. Thank you very much.
That we're seeing
AM 760
are sending an unmistakable message.
Colorado's Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
March's snowy roar as a storm batters the east.
It's out of control. The weather's really bad right now.
Billions more for AIG.
The company's melting down.
And genetic evidence and the Supreme Court.
Thank God I made it out alive. Thank God for DNA.
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Well, old man winter's not finished yet. Snow plows are out from the mid-Atlantic states into New England as a classic nor'easter sweeps its way up the coast, threatening to dump a foot of snow and more on some major cities.
Oh man, it's something else out here. I tell you what, cold, rainy.
In the Boston suburb of Lawrence, reporter Karen Anderson of CBS station WBZ says it's a mess on the roads.
A lot of people are staying home. The most traffic we've seen around here so far have been plows, literally parades of plows, just trying to keep the roads clear.
Hundreds of travelers were left in the lurch last night as the storm socked in New York's airports. At LaGuardia, this woman was none too pleased.
Nothing. No accommodations, no nothing. They just said, oh, we have no flights. So.
In the Atlanta suburb of Kennesaw, the wintry blast on the first day of March took plenty of people, including Kathy Dixon, by surprise.
Well, you know, we always say it's going to snow in Atlanta, and it never snows in Atlanta. So here I am in the snow with no jacket and flip-flops.
For the troubled insurance giant, AIG is getting tens of billions more in federal help to stay afloat. Live to Washington is CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer, who has the story.
Nick, this is the bailout that just won't quit. The government has approved another $30 billion for AIG today. The company has already gone through $150 billion bailout dollars. The University of Maryland economist Peter Morisi says the government simply can't afford to let it fail.
AIG insures many of the mortgage-backed securities held by investors and banks. If it fails, the mortgage market collapses.
Now, this morning, the Treasury Department says AIG still faces major challenges driven by market turbulence. Live in Washington, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
What do economists think of government action to get the economy back on track? Chris Vavaris of the National Association of Business Economists says about a third of its members find the plans too restrictive. Another third think they stimulate too much, while about a fifth of the economists believe that the Obama administration's on the right track.
When we were looking ahead and we asked what should it be over the next 2 years, nearly half thought it should be more stimulative, and less than half, 41%, thought it should be more restrictive.
The stocks are headed for a sharply lower open this morning. S&P futures are down 16. How aware are you of changes your credit card company may have made? Live to CBS's Vicki Barker. And Vicki, are consumers keeping up?
2 out of 3 consumers say they have no idea what, if any, changes their credit card companies have made to their account. And Credit.com says what you don't know can definitely hurt you. For instance, your credit score can tumble overnight if your provider lowers your credit limit, raises your minimum payment, even closes an account you never use. So even if you need an electron microscope, read that fine print on the back of your statement and watch for any new charges on the front, Nick.
Still no signs of a boat with 4 people aboard last seen Saturday leaving on a fishing trip off the Florida Gulf Coast. Among those missing are Marcus Cooper of the Oakland Raiders and Corey Smith, who plays for the Detroit Lions. Coast Guard Captain Tim Close says searchers have some very sophisticated computer software to help them.
Not only do we blanket where we think they might have been, but we're also searching very heavily in areas where we think they might have drifted to if the boat was drifting.
And President Obama this morning announces Kansas Governor Kathleen Sebelius as his choice to be Secretary of Health and Human Services. Time on the Monday morning edition of the Roundup is 4 past the hour.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Denver Broncos wide receiver Brandon Marshall in trouble again. Marshall arrested yesterday in Atlanta, booked on a disorderly conduct charge. Police say he was involved in a fight. He's been released. It's the 4th arrest for Marshall since March of 2006. He was suspended last season by the league for 1 game for violating the league's personal conduct policy. A bill to raise vehicle registration fees to pay for bridge and highway repairs on the verge of becoming law, as Governor Ritter plans to sign the measure today. Increases over 3 years eventually will mean an extra $41 per year per car. Republicans like Mark Scheffel tell 9 News it's just another hidden tax.
Not in this economy, not right now. They're cutting back on how they're feeding their family. They're having trouble paying their bills. They've got all kinds of issues. And to add this on is simply too much.
Democratic legislative leaders say the bill will create thousands of jobs for work on roads and bridges. Slowly fading into history, the sign that graced the Rocky Mountain News building has come down.
We take it back to our yard, and then it's up to the customer to see what they want to do with the sign.
That's the crane operator, Jeff Macklin, talking to 9 News. The Rocky printed its final edition on Friday. Sports, Broncos, and free agent cornerback Andre Goodman, who played for the Miami last season, have agreed to a 5-year, $25 million contract. Nuggets lost to Indiana, 194. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale, now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
For the most part, it's a decent start to this morning's commute. No crashes to get anyway. There is a stall eastbound I-70 right around I-25. That one should be out of the way shortly if it's not already gone. No problems to report on 2 1/4, where that drive between I-70 and I-25 should only take you about 10 to 15 minutes. In the high country, I-70 dry and clear to and through Summit County. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Freeway Ford, we sell cars and trucks for less every day. Right now, get a loaded 08 Ford Explorer for just $16,900. That's a loaded 08 Ford Explorer in your driveway for just $16,900. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
AM 760 is moving Tom Hartman.
Come on. Keep going.
No, 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 no. We're not moving Tom. We're moving his show. You told us what you wanted to hear in the Progressive Forum on AM760.net. And starting today, it's Tom Hartman.
Me!
Afternoons 1 to 4 on AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
Jay Marvin. Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay!
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:07, 7 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good to have you along here. They changed the weather format. I can barely read. Have you noticed that they've changed the weather format?
Well, you use the National Weather Service, right?
Yeah, high today is supposed to be in the high to low 70s. What do you have?
I got the same thing. I got anywhere between 69 and 74 degrees is the molds I've seen. And our old Jay, we could break a record today.
Hello.
The old record is 72. And it's supposed to be warm all week, so maybe I'll be able to get out and spank Whitey. Me and Steve had to cancel on Friday once the snow started falling out of the sky.
Oh, did you?
Yes.
Did it snow even on Friday? I never saw any snow. I never saw any at all.
Maybe it didn't downtown. I don't know, but it sure did on the south end of town. So.
All right, Jay Marvin and John Turk in here. And I hate to say it. John's laughing. What does this make, the second time in a row? Second time in a row I'm in here and I don't feel well. But see, there used to be this thing in radio, when you first started out in radio. If you could walk and you could talk, no matter how bad you felt, you came to work. You didn't call in. You came to work no matter how miserable you felt. Didn't make any difference. Matter of fact, you prided yourself on the fact that you could do a show and you could be absolutely miserable. And you could still make that show happen. So I spent all Saturday and most of yesterday in bed. And I thought it was like a 24-hour thing until I got up this morning. But never mind about my deal. What's going on with you? I see that Paul Harvey died at 90 years of age. What was that, on Saturday? Now, they always say, if you can't say something nice about somebody, don't say anything at all. So maybe I won't say anything. Maybe I won't say anything about Paul Harvey. I mean, millions and millions of people love the guy. I remember once at WLS, we got in trouble. We got a hold of a Paul Harvey commentary. And we went in the studio and spliced it up. So it came out, I'm Paul Harvey, and I like marijuana. And it went through this whole thing. And Harvey's office, being in Chicago, caught it. And man, do we get in trouble for that. Because, you know, how much does he drag home for the network? A ton of money. We're not even close. So we got chewed out for that. And I don't know. I don't know how brutal I should be towards Paul Harvey. Anybody out there like Paul Harvey at 303-713-7600 just out of for grins? Good day. Anybody like him at 303-713-7600? He was too right wing for me. That was my biggest thing about him. And in the 60s, you turned him on and you got drug lectures out of him. About kids smoking banana peels and all of this kind of stuff. And I was like, oh, come on, Paul. Jeez. And then, of course, there was the incident where he was against the Vietnam War till Paul Harvey Jr. got drafted, and then suddenly he was against the war. That's another thing about him. But you can't take away from him that he was talented. You can't take away from the fact that he had a gazillion listeners. I mean, you can't take that away from him. Here's Tony in Fort Collins. Tony, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, what's up?
I don't know, man. What's happening with you?
Oh, not too much. What do you got against Paul Harvey? I always liked that guy.
Nothing against his delivery, and I thought he was talented, but he was too right-wing for me.
He did come from a little older time, I guess. I'm 40, and I remember when I was a kid, like going to grade school and stuff, that would be the first thing I'd hear in the morning is Paul Harvey.
And, yeah?
Yeah, just, you know, good memories from being a kid and kind of funny stories, you know, light stories. Nothing way heavy or anything. It was kind of a good way to start the day, I thought. But, you know, a lot of older dudes are very right-wing just because that was the tone of the times back then, I guess.
Well, it was in the 60s, it was Paul against the counterculture. That's basically what it amounted to.
Oh, okay, yeah, I could see that. I could see that, really. You know, I probably would be kind of bent, too, about the guy, but over time, you know, I'd probably just learn to really appreciate him and miss him. I think he did a lot for radio, actually.
Well, you know, no matter what you feel about his political leanings, there's one thing you can't deny. He had an extreme amount of talent and was very, 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 very successful.
Oh, yeah. You know, he, like, just had a great voice in his delivery and that in his good day at the very end. You never knew when it was going to come. You just kind of wait and wait and wait. I was going to say, dude, spit it out. But I thought that was kind of the fun part of the last ending of his radio show. It was like, just wait for the good day. And, you know, and I guess back then people were having better days than today. So I think I'm going to miss him, you know.
Well, I wonder if I'm the only one who does this, but I wonder how many people measure other well-known people by their political views.
Well, you can. I mean, you can jump all over Sean Penn all you want. You know, I think he's a great actor and stuff. I think, Sean Penn and Paul Harvey aren't even the same ballpark, you know, not even the same game. But, I don't know.
Is Sean Penn too left-wing for you?
No, I don't think so. I think the way he approaches things could be done differently, but that's just the way he does stuff. You know?
Well, I'm talking about, like, holding somebody's politics against him. Like, I don't like Andy Garcia because Andy Garcia is real right-wing.
Right. Does that mean you wouldn't go see one of his movies?
See, that's really, you know, that's really a difficult thing. Can I be honest with you?
Sure, go right ahead.
Yeah, chances are I turn it down.
Well, you know, I'd probably turn out a Rush Limbaugh movie any chance I got if you happen to be in one. I mean, if you have to admit, Rush Limbaugh is entertaining. I mean, for as big as a, you know, dork as he comes up on the air, it is entertainment.
And I don't know. You really think it is?
Some of the stuff's funny. Like every time he's like, I don't get a comment about a Barney Frank. Like anytime he's in a bad mood, he listens to a sound about a Barney Frank and it cheers him up. I mean, it's just the guy's delivery, it's his speech, that I have to kind of chuckle. I mean, Barney Frank's a great guy. Don't get me wrong. I mean, he does great things for the Democratic Party. But, man, I just have a hard time listening to the guy. And if that dude was in a movie, I couldn't go see it because I couldn't stand the dialogue.
Well, he's, you know, one thing about Rush Limbaugh. Rush Limbaugh has become really the head of the Republican Party. So,
yeah, I heard about the CPAC.
Yeah, he's you know, he's setting the tone for everything. I just don't find him very clever. I don't find him very funny. But then again, that's just me. And I wonder how many other people are out there who would view somebody in Hollywood and would say, well, you know, or view somebody in a famous light, who's in a famous light, and say, well, I don't like that person. And it's because that person's politics.
Oh, well, you know, that's we have the freedom to do that, so which is a cool thing, I think, you know. You know, I mean, everybody can't be on the same side all the time. It'd be kind of boring, I think. But I don't know.
But, you know, it's like Dennis Miller. I would never go see Dennis Miller because I think he's a right-wing flop.
Oh, he's pompous. Yeah,
I mean, what has that guy ever succeeded in?
Not much, really. Just kind of a hack comic that kind of wound up on a couple. Was he on Saturday Night Live or something like that?
I don't even know that. I mean, I think I've seen him in the movies. He had a talk show that everybody banged the drum about. He was on NBC, what was he on, football, and got knocked off of that?
Yeah, he did awful commentary. Like, he didn't pertain to football. Yeah, I have no love for Dennis Miller, but, I mean, you know, everybody's allowed to be who they want to be in America.
Okay, so what you're basically telling me is you don't hold their political philosophy against them.
No, not entirely. I mean,
like, well, that's fair.
Yeah, I mean, I'm pretty open-minded about stuff. I have really conservative friends, and I have very, very liberal friends. And, you know.
Yeah, I know. We've been through this discussion before, and it's tough. It can be very, very tough. Hey, Tony, thank you, man. I appreciate you being on the show this early.
Hey, no problem, Jay. Hope you feel better.
Okay, thanks, man.
All right, bye-bye.
303-713-7600. All right. Can you like or dislike somebody in show business due to their political views? What about you, Turk?
Yeah, you know, I've always kind of liked Andy Garcia. I can separate the two.
Can you?
Yeah.
Wow, I must be too militant. Because I have a hard time separating them. I must be way too militant.
It's like me, you know, I love Hank Williams Jr.
See, I can't stand it.
I'm just kidding, I hate him too. But no, I'm sure there's, you know, conservative artists out there that I wouldn't like to see if I knew that they voted Republican.
Oh, like, who would that be? I mean, all the Republicans can come up with Chuck Norris.
Chuck and Huck.
No, I mean, seriously, did they ever have any, like, artists of name back them during the campaign? And then they go on and rant about the Hollywood left, yet they have no trouble with Fred Thompson. Right?
Ronald Reagan.
Yeah, Ronald Reagan was from Hollywood. I don't know. Does anybody else have this trouble with people you see on the screen or you hear with the music? 303-713-7600, or am I the only one who I just can't, I just don't, if I don't like somebody's politics, man, I can't put up with their other stuff.
Well, isn't one of your favorite films of all time Things to Do in Denver When You're Dead?
Yeah, it is.
Andy Garcia.
I know he's in it. And it kind of taints it for me.
So automatically, you should be able to separate the two.
Yeah, you think so, but it just...
Did you know about his political leanings before you liked that movie?
No.
No?
No. No.
But it's not like you won't watch it now because he's in it.
You know who else is... Well, it's been a long time since I've seen it. You know who else has turned very right-wing? Robert Duvall.
Yeah.
That bums me out tremendously. Because I love his work.
Well, they're in the minority.
Well, I don't know. So are we. Phones aren't ringing, so we're in the minority. We're doing this whole show to ourselves.
Come on, the sun's up. Signal should be going.
We're doing this whole show to ourselves. Hi, Hollywood Celebrity Political Line. Thank you for your answer. All right, what's the traffic look like?
Jay, traffic looks like it normally does on a Monday morning. Pretty quiet for us to start here in the 6 o'clock hour. One little crash. It's on the ramp from University to southbound I-25. Now, if you're on 25, normal jams up in North Glen. Speed's dipping down into the 40s there from 104th to 84th. Also a little slow after Park Avenue. Things filling up in Aurora as well, southbound 225. Getting busy around Colfax, also after Tamarack. And if you're traveling in and out of the high country today, shouldn't be any problems. Looks like dry conditions in and out of Summit County. You will be dealing with some icy patches, though, if you're using Loveland Pass. Your forecast could be a record breaker. Partly sunny and warm with highs in the low 70s.
The road ahead. Midas wants to make sure your car is ready for the long haul. From simple tune-ups to advanced diagnostics, we'll change your oil, rotate your tires, replace your brakes, and give you something we call the fix-it list. It lets you know what's running fine, what needs fixing now, and what can wait. Think of it as peace of mind for the miles ahead. Midas, we're on this road together.
Get the good stuff!
Hey, Mike Waltrip here. You know those makeover shows where they turn a dumpy-looking house into something really special? Well, we'd like to do the same thing with your hat. So stop into any participating Napa Auto Parts store, and with a purchase, turn one of your old hats into a 2009 Napa Racing hat. And while you're in there, why not pick up some incredible Napa parts and give your car a makeover as well? The Napa Hat Spot. Limit one per customer. Only good while supplies last.
Napa. Get the good stuff!
Three cheers for four-legged creatures. And for the moms who clean up the muddy footprints and cat food stuck on the floor. Because even though your kids said they would, you knew they wouldn't. So when they asked for a pet, you still said, bring it. You're why we made New Bounty, with 25% thicker quilts and more durability than before. New Bounty. To see if you can clean the mess with less, go to quickerpickerupper.com.
Putting the magic into Urban Johnson took a lot of hard work, but the reward was worth it. Your hard work is rewarded at Rent-A-Center. Find the good stuff your family wants from Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. No credit checks, no credit needed. And it's all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Nice to know Rent-A-Center's working hard for you.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
When you owe people money, they own you. My system takes all the money you're paying to make the credit card companies rich and redirects it into making you rich.
In 8 months, my credit cards were paid off.
You can do the same guaranteed, no matter how much money you make or how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. Call now for your free tape. 1-800-900-1484. For your free tape, call 1-800-900-1484. 1-800-900-1484.
Minutes after 6 here on AM 760. A progressive talk, new order for you. High today, could be around 70. Asking this question, can you separate your political feelings from a famous person, a person on the screen, basically? At 303-713-7600, how I started this was the death of Paul Harvey, who I admit was very talented, and I admit was very influential, but I didn't like his political views. As a matter of fact, I saw him as being the world's oldest Nazi. And I, you know what? I know that's an outrageous statement to make, but that's what I saw him. I just saw him as being the world's oldest Nazi and was always lecturing about, and particularly in the 60s, attacking the counterculture. All right, here's Brad in Johnstown. Brad, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Hey, Brad. Brad once. Well, Brad was obviously swallowed up by the League of Decency. Let's go to Sean and Greeley. Sean, you're on AM 760.
Morning, Jay.
Hey, Sean, how are you?
I'm good. You mentioned Dennis Miller. I used to love Dennis Miller. Back in the late 80s, early 90s, he was what I thought liberal, progressive.
Yeah.
Good voice. I mean, he'd blast away at Bush 1, and I really appreciated his stance. 9/11 hit. And he flipped. And that's my problem with the guy. Obviously, he didn't have courage of his convictions. And the guy's a tool now. I see Dennis Miller and I'll listen to him about 3 seconds till he irritates me, and then I'm gone.
Yeah, and you wonder, too, whether he jumped on the bandwagon of all of these right-wing guys who dominate the media. as far as talk radio goes, because he has a talk radio show. I don't know how many affiliates he's got, but he's got one. And it's like all these folks smelled money, so they made this move. And, yeah, you know, after a while, you just go like, oh, okay, well.
Yeah, I don't know if it was the money, but I tell you what, the guy, I wouldn't give him a nickel.
Now, no, I wouldn't either.
And you know, and Jeff asked me if, you know, can you separate others? You know, you look at a screen star and they play a role, it's a little easier. And I like Fred Thompson in, like, you know, he was on Law and Order and thinking of the submarine movie.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what that is. You know what? Fred Thompson is kind of a benign guy.
Yeah. But, you know, so, I mean, I can at least tolerate him. I mean, even, you know, there are certain conservative points of view I can at least understand.
Yeah, me too.
You know, that. So a comedian, you know, because the comedy's about the current day, and so it's the guys that hang with Jeff Foxworthy. Some of their stuff kind of rubs me a little wrong.
Yeah.
And so I have a hard time with some of their political points of view. But at the same time, I look at, you know, like I say, a Fred Thompson, and you mentioned Robert Duvall. I don't know anything about his politics, to be honest.
Yeah, he's turned conservative. He showed up at some rallies for John McCain.
Well, I think of Dennis Hopper. There's another one that it's kind of like, oh my, what, you know, the movie he was in, all my movies are flipping my mind tonight. The one he was in with Peter Fonda way back when on the motorcycle.
Yeah.
You know, that's total counterculture. And you think of Dennis Hopper and you think of the counterculture of the 60s, and he's, you know, become a right wing corporatist now, more interested in money than anything else.
Yeah, you know, but here's one person who's liberal I don't like, and that's Oprah.
I don't have much opinion. I think she's a pretty decent lady, you know, in terms of what she does and how she, I think some of her philanthropic endeavors. But I don't, you know, I don't listen to her stuff. I don't read her magazine. To me, it's just one of the, you know, she's just out there. I know who she is, and that's about it.
Yeah. You know what? I have to confess the same thing. I've seen her show maybe 5 times, but I don't particularly care for her. But she's liberal, so I think there's an exception to every rule. Hey, thanks, man. I appreciate the call.
Hey, you bet, Jay. Take care.
All right, man. Have a good day.
You too.
All right. Here's Brad in Johnstown. Brad, you're on AM 760. We'll try it again. You there?
Yeah, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Been listening to you for a long time, Jay.
Well, thanks.
Back since the days with, was it KHOW?
Oh, yeah, way a long time ago.
Yeah, I used to listen to you back then. So I was just going to say I like Sean Penn. I thought the comments he made at the Grammys were really, I don't know, I really enjoy what he has to say. And I think I can separate, like, with the movie I Am Sam, one of my favorite movies, that I felt like you didn't see Sean Penn on the screen, you saw his character, so.
Yeah, okay, but generally you'd have to say you agree with his politics, right?
Well, I do agree with his politics, but, you know, I guess, I can't think of any good examples. I'm sure there are actors that I couldn't stand because of their conservative leaning.
I mean, Sean Penn, I remember this. In the very beginning of the Iraq War, Sean Penn took out a full-page ad protesting the war in the New York Times. I thought, man, oh, man, what a great guy.
Yeah, that takes a bad.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Because it could have destroyed his career.
Hey, they tried. They tried real hard. I tell you what, I heard O'Reilly the other night, and he was making fun of all these liberal, I can't remember what he called them, liberal types, but he was making fun of Sean Penn and a lot of other actors, and you know, he was calling them middling actors. You know, they were just like second tier kind of idea. And so I thought it was real funny when Sean won the other night.
Yeah, that's right. That's how nibbling he is. You know, he wins the Oscar. Well, I guess that's not enough.
Riley's an idiot.
Yeah, exactly. Well, just doesn't know what he's talking about. Hey, Brad, thanks, man.
Thanks, Jay.
All right, you got it. Here's Arthur in Aurora. Arthur, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good. First off, for the last caller, that movie, Dennis Hopper, that was Easy Rider.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, great movie. great line.
Yeah, it was.
Toast line. Anyway, what I did like Paul Harvey, but what I liked about him was his delivery, but the thing I really enjoyed about him was the rest of the story. Those are the favorite things about Harvey that I like. Because I found them very informative, but I like, wow, I didn't know that kind of thing. So those to me were informative. Outside of that, I separate a lot of things for people. I tend to separate. I tend to accept people for what they are. Politics, I really decide, accept people for what they are. Because sometimes, even though we may call ourselves something this or something that, it's the character of the person I look at and not so much what they say the politics or the religion are. If you look at the character, that's going to tell you a lot. Because we talk about all the other folks that you guys were talking about earlier who kind of turned their red coat or whatever you want to call it, changed their opinion. That just goes back to the character. It's all about the character. What you are and what you are as a character is going to shine through no matter what your politics, what your religion, what the case may be.
All right, so you can separate it.
Yeah, I can accept it, yeah. And again, I go back to the Foreman thing. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Thoroughly, over the years, enjoyed it. Those
Well, there must be something wrong with me, because I have trouble separating them.
Right. No, not necessarily, but that's who you are, Jay. You know, we are who we are. That's okay. That's who we are. I mean, I get separated, you can't, but that's who we are. Doesn't make us good, doesn't make us bad. That's
yeah, I alternate between... I alternate between acceptance and bipartisanship and being open to being very militant and like just, you know, get lost more or less.
Right. Yeah. See, I grew up in that. I actually had an odd opportunity to meet Robert Kennedy. Actually, marched for Robert Kennedy back on my rap.
Wow.
Right before he got assassinated. You marched on 24th Street in Omaha, and at the end of the parade, we actually talked to us as young people, and I was very enthused. So in '68, I was very politically active. I met Martin Luther King. I, of course, grew up in the town that Malcolm X was born in, and so you got a lot of inculcation of a lot of just where the world was. And as a young man, I was enthused about just life in general. Meeting Robert Kennedy, knowing about Malcolm X. Being punked about the Martin Luther King. And then reality set in. And, assassination, bam, 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 all three in a row. It's like, as a young person, you're just devastated. But,
yeah, well,
yeah.
I have to admit, you know who I loved?
Who that?
Back then?
Yeah.
Huey Newton and Bobby Seale.
That's very interesting, yeah.
You know, which today wouldn't get me a cup of coffee.
How about Angela Davis? Were you Angela Davis fan also?
Yes, of course.
Of course you were. Yeah, that's about right. That's
All right, Arthur, I got to run, man. Thank you. I appreciate the call.
Have a great day, sir.
All right, okay. You too.
Bye-bye.
All right, you don't have to call me sir, just call me Jay. All right, 6:33, 33 minutes after the hour. Can you separate your politics from an actor or a public figure? 303-713-7600, because I have trouble separating my feelings about people in the public sphere, and the late Paul Harvey would be one of them.
Jay, leading up to the election in November, I wanted Obama in more than anybody, or just like everybody, but I actually wanted Oprah to shut up and just stay out of it.
Yeah, I did, too.
I thought she might become a hindrance to the whole campaign.
Yeah, I did, too. I don't particularly like her at all.
Me neither.
I don't like any of those
please,
folks.
Please, 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 just back off.
Yeah.
You know, that's where I was at with her, anyway.
Yeah, I agree. 100%. I'm with you. Couple of lines open. You want to jump in on this? 303-713-7600. John Turk jumps in on traffic.
Well, Jay, we got a new crash. Three cars involved. Eastbound I-70 near Peoria, making it tough there in the Denver-Aurora basically portion of I-70. Also got a crash on the ramp from University to southbound I-25. Seeing heavier traffic now, eastbound 270, York to Vasquez. That's pretty normal. Same jams on 25, heading southbound out of North Glen, again near downtown after Park Avenue. No problems in the high country. Should be a dry drive for you between Summit County and Denver. We do have some icy patches reported over Loveland Pass, though. Your forecast, mostly sunny and warm with high winds this afternoon. Could break a record, though, of 72 set 1901. Current downtown temperature is 41 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Live a better life with diabetes. Visit the Free Diabetes Expo March 7th at the Colorado Convention Center.
In a world where brilliant tech professionals are forced to deal with mindless coworkers.
Should this be plugged in?
Incompetent bosses.
Yeah, I'm going to need you to come in on Saturday.
And job sites that don't know tech from dreck.
I said I'm a Java developer. That's got nothing to do with coffee.
There's only one hope for salvation. Dice.com. Dice is the number one technology job board. For over 17 years, Dice has focused exclusively on tech jobs, meaning you won't waste time sifting through the garbage you'll find on other job sites. Go to Dice.com to find thousands of jobs all across the country. Software engineers, DBAs, project managers, systems administrators, web developers, and more. Visit Dice.com today. Dice.com.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code ONLINE to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset, too. Remember that code, ONLINE. To qualify for the free VoIP headset, WebEx, now part of Cisco, used by over 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code ONLINE. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
In Rocky's Autos, they lay out the cards and they tell you the way it is. And that may make some of you say, well, wait a minute, that's not how a car store is supposed to operate. But it's how Rocky's operates. Rocky's, family-owned and operated since 1982, open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck so hot and uncomfortable we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter retractable awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter retractable awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
The discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $700.
Harry.
All right, but now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate. Your Sunsetter could cost as little as $499.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD.
Attention! All listeners whose last names begin with the letters A through N can start calling now for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. 1-800-400-3816. Listeners whose last names begin with O through Z can begin calling tomorrow at 9 a.m. 1-800-400-3816. 1-800-400-3816.
The quote on our kitchen cabinets was so high, I said no, no way.
Until our neighbors shared their secret. They said Designer Surplus had what we wanted for less.
Way less.
The secret is out. Designer Surplus sells solid wood, high-quality kitchen packages for under $1,000. And solid wood bathroom vanities with marble tops for under $300. Call now for your free full-color catalog. 1-800-994-1118.
1-800-589. Designer Surplus had everything we wanted.
Real hardwood cabinets, beautifully made.
High quality for less. Choose from oak, cherry, and more in traditional and contemporary designs. All at a nearby store or shipped directly to you.
When you pull out a drawer, they feel expensive.
All the quality without the expense.
It's the secret to getting a dream kitchen.
The secret is out. Designer Surplus sells high quality hardwood kitchen cabinets and bathroom vanities for less. Way less. Visit a store near you or call now for your free catalog. 1-800-994-1189. That's 1-800-994-1189.
Alright, 6:39, 39 minutes after the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Can you separate your politics from people in the public sphere of life? Mary, my wife, reminded me about Robert Duvall, John Voight, Bruce Willis, Delta Burke, her cousin, Lee Greenwood, Fred Thompson. So there's a bunch of them right there. Now, I was really heartbroken. I mean really heartbroken about John Voight, because he's one of my favorite actors. Here's Leslie in Denver. Leslie, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi. I guess most of the time I can accept them if they're not, like, being out in the public and being obnoxious about it. But there's the one that he campaigned for McCain, but I still like him, is Gary Sinise.
Oh, see, now I don't like him anymore.
You know, I was really, like you said, I was really disappointed to hear that when he, you know, when I heard that he was. But, you know, I look at it as, well, he's just mistaken. One of these days he'll come to the light.
Gary, we like you, bud, but you're mistaken.
Yeah. But, you know, I really like him. You look at a lot of the characters he plays, at least the ones that I've seen, are pretty conservative, too, but it seems to be the old-style honorable conservative, so maybe the writers do that, or I don't know how much...
Well, he's not the new-style nasty ones.
Yeah, I don't know how much say he has in his character development or not, but, you know, I think he's just, you know, I think he's just mistaken, you know, conservative, I can still like him. You know, he's the one that I haven't kind of, you know, I enjoy watching him, even though it's like, oh, dear, you didn't have to go and do that.
All right, so you can separate him then, basically.
It depends. You know, he's the one I know definitely that I can separate. I've been trying to think of others that I just kind of get annoyed with and decide I can't separate him, and I can't think of any off the top of my head. But he's just one I know that, yeah, okay, Gary Sinise, I can like him, even though I think his politics are abysmal.
But you know what I can't figure out is, what is some of these people, what is John Voight doing being a Republican?
I don't know.
I mean, he's made his money out of being like this counterculture figure all these years for the most part, and all of a sudden it's like, bang, he's a freaking Republican? What is that?
Yeah, and I forget where I heard it, but yeah, apparently he's not only Republican, but neocon Republican.
Oh, jeez. Now, you know what, now I'll never like him at all.
Yeah, that's one I've had a hard time. It's like, okay, John, yeah, bye-bye.
Yeah, you know, you'll never, Heat's one of my all-time favorite movies, but now I won't watch it because you're in it.
Well, you look at the stuff, like you said, the counterculture stuff you did earlier, it's like, oh my God, where did you go wrong?
Yeah, exactly. What happened? Did you get money? Was that what started this whole downhill trend?
I think that's what happens to a lot of them. They get a lot of money, and suddenly it's like, I got mine, you're not, and, you know, the rest of you can go jump off a cliff.
All right, Leslie, I appreciate the call.
Thanks.
All right, take care.
You too.
Yeah, I'm really down on Voight's case. 303-713-7600. Can you separate an actor or a public figure from their political viewpoint? What's John?
Jay, remember Kevin Costner? I mean, I've always kind of been a big Kevin Costner
but
fan.
But he kind of went back the other way. He came back to the left again.
Yeah, but I was like super impressed, like when you interviewed him. I mean, I liked him before, but then I was like, wow.
Yeah,
and I didn't even know that he supported Obama.
Yeah, we had him on because he supported Obama.
Right. But I wonder if people on the right now hate Dances with Wolves, you know?
Well, that's
pretty
interesting.
You got to be able to separate them.
That's a pretty interesting thing. I wonder if there's any conservatives out there that want to call in and tell us what liberal actors they don't care for. Because those guys are always making these charges about Hollywood. Hey, the Hollywood left. But, like, what is Fred Thompson? He's from Hollywood. What's the problem? Maybe it's me, man, but I can't separate them. If I don't like their politics, I don't want to go watch them. Even though I know that I should be more bipartisan in my feelings. Maybe I'm doing the opposite. When you're young, you're supposed to be radical. When you get old, you're supposed to be more conservative, and I find myself going the other way. Maybe that's what it is. All right, here's Danielle in Highlands Ranch. Danielle, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Jay, I'm with you. I cannot separate these actors from their politics. And a good example of that is my heartthrob, my ex-heartthrob, Mel Gibson.
Oh, look at him. Yeah, that's a good example. Look what happened to him. He just became totally unwound.
Well, yeah, he was a crazy. He ended up being really a crazy person, very conservative, and, you know, it just broke my heart. I had every Lethal Weapon movie there was, and I just can't watch him anymore.
Yeah, not to mention the fact he's anti-Semitic.
Yes. I mean, there's just so much wrong with the man. So I just won't. And see, my thinking here is, why would I want to give him my money if I don't believe in his politics or who he is? You know, I mean, it's all ultimately going to go to him, right?
Yeah.
So why would I want to do that when there are so many other actors out there that I could actually fall in love with again?
All I can see, you know, with him, all I can see is that same scene in my head of him being pulled over.
Mm-hmm.
And then saying, well, the Jews are responsible for everything.
Absolutely. And that was the point for me, that this man is not all there. You know, and politics aside, what he said will be indelible. I mean, he can't take those kinds of things back. And that just has no place. I think, you know, I'm getting to an age now where I don't have to accept that kind of stuff from anybody. And I don't think any of us has to.
Well, but wait a minute now. You just brought up an interesting point.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe in redemption?
Redemption? Yeah, I do. You know, actually, sure. I think people can redeem themselves one way or another. If
Mel Gibson went out and tried to redeem himself and engaged in redemption, mm-hmm. would you let him off the hook?
Probably. I don't know. I don't know until the time comes, but do you think he would? I mean, you know, that's a question for me. Would somebody like that ever turn and try to redeem themselves? Would it be because he, you know, maybe he's losing some money?
All right. John says the reports are that he's cleaned up.
Oh, has he? Well, I still don't like
Did he sign himself up for, like, alcohol classes? I mean, I know, you know, he got the ticket that he was forced to do some stuff, but I think he also, I don't know if he's quit drinking completely, but I know he tried to clean up his act. I don't know where he stands now.
But, you know, it was the conservative portion of him where he, isn't he one of these, he belongs to a Catholic group that's very conservative, right? And I'm Catholic.
Oh, you're talking about he belongs to the Opus Dei sect of the Catholic Church.
I don't know what it is, but the guy kind of went nuts that way, too, as far as I'm concerned, okay? And I'm Catholic, but I don't believe that way, you know?
Right.
I think he's kind of a crazy person.
Well, I think he's been running low level. He's below the radar, but I don't know. If he cleaned himself up, maybe I could believe in a redemption to some degree, but I'm like you, man. I just cannot separate him. Danielle, thank you. I appreciate the call.
You betcha.
Okay.
Bye.
303-713-7600 if you want to jump in on this. Here's Joel in Inglewood. Joel, you're on AM 760.
How's it going, Jay? Good to talk to you.
Oh, nice to have you on.
Hey, I basically just wanted to say I usually can separate. Oh, sorry. I just went under a bridge here. I usually can separate politics from talent. And that's usually how I look at it. If a person is very talented and I like the way that they you know, are able to act or their comedy routine or whatever it is that they can do very well, I give them support for that. As far as their politics go, I kind of look at it as them, you know, expressing themselves, I don't know, maybe in a personal manner. Like, for instance, my boss would never come up to me and say, Joel, who did you vote for in the last election?
Right.
But he would say, you know, Joel, you did a really great job writing that report or whatever. As long as, you know, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing in my field and I'm doing it well, I'm going to get praised for that. But, you know, the politics is kind of a separate issue. I'll never stop watching Planet of the Apes just because I didn't like how, you know, how gung-ho Charlton Heston was with the NRA.
But Charlton Heston, though, had kind of a mixed bag. He also was a big supporter of Martin Luther King Jr. He just kind of specialized on that one thing, which was gun control. But he had kind of liberal or leftist leanings in a lot of other things that he thought about. But, okay, here's an example. When I was growing up as a kid, you know, I couldn't stand John Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was so right-wing, I hated him.
But you watch his movies?
Not unless I was forced to.
Okay. I guess my point is you know, when it comes to talent, that's what's important to me. And I'm not gonna withhold my money because of somebody's political leanings.
All right, so politics be damned. How about in friendships? Can you have conservative friends?
Absolutely, I have plenty of them. I get in loud arguments with them about politics, but I still value their opinion and their friendship. Absolutely.
That's rough for me to do at times. It really is, but I can. I have conservative friends. But man, I cannot separate myself between like John Voight. Now my heart's broken.
Don't let it break your heart, Jay. He's got some great characters out there, and he's done absolutely brilliant things on screen.
I'm just flushed flat, man. I'll never get over it. All right, Joel, thank you, man. I appreciate the call.
No problem, Jay.
I hate Mel Gibson now, too, with the passion.
Well, okay.
You know, we got into that trouble with the Gay and Lesbian Alliance.
Oh, that's another one. Sure.
Remember, he said some anti-homosexual
comments.
And he backed it up, like, twice.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. He's right up there.
If you're a homosexual or a Jew, can you still sit around and watch a Mel Gibson flick?
No. No.
I'm with you.
Okay, you know what? You bring up an interesting point. All right, what happens if these Hollywood actors are anti-Semitic or they're anti-gay rights? Would you still support it? Could you still watch them? See, I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it at all. No way.
Yeah, no, I grew up watching Mel Gibson, you know, and Mad Max and the Lethal Weapon movies and Braveheart.
Yeah, his best movie ever was A Year of Living Dangerously. But now, no.
Yeah, man, I wouldn't give him a dime. I still haven't seen that one about, what's it called? Apocalyptica or whatever it is?
Yeah, Apocalypto or whatever.
I haven't seen it. Yeah, and it's been on, you know, on demand for a while, and I haven't dug up the want to watch it.
No, there's no way. There's no way I'd watch anything that he does.
Apocalypto.
Apocalypto.
It's Apocalypto.
Oh, Apocalyptolo.
Yeah. No, not that one.
Apocalyptolo.
J. Martin School of Pronunciation.
Yeah, really. All right, what's the traffic look like?
Well, Jay, traffic is pretty light for us in some areas, but we do have some stop-and-go conditions starting to build up in North Glen, 120th down to 84th, speeds in the teens and 20s. Also heavy there from 70 past Spear. Couple crashes, three-car accident, eastbound I-70 near Peoria. Going to start hitting the brakes around Havana. Also still working this crash on the ramp from University to southbound I-25. Your forecast could be a record breaker, partly sunny and warm. Maybe windy this afternoon, though. Look look for a high around 74 degrees. Our old record is 72 set in 1901. Right now, 40 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It's time to stop dreaming and start living. Mile High Harley-Davidson of Aurora and Parker has a huge selection of new and used motorcycles, great financing options.
Hey, thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at AAAHomeImprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
For $1 million, name things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Okay, the judges will accept that. We need three more.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
That's one. Name other things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
We're running out of time. Maybe something that says ribbit?
GoGreenFurnace.com?
Seriously?
Sure, there are other green things, but the planet's friendliest heating and cooling systems are at GoGreenFurnace.com.
This is our moment.
I never thought I'd live to see the day, but it actually happened.
This is our time.
Barack Obama was elected president. Now I have a chance to share this moment with my children and their children.
Relive Barack Obama's victory speech and get a peek at rare photos and video with this commemorative DVD from the Chicago Sun-Times. Just $10.99 plus free shipping. Go to suntimes.com/ccc or call 866-236-5696.
Yes, we did.
Approved laser available to them more than any other LASIK facility in Colorado. Icon offers interstate bladeless LASIK, NIDEC, and wavefront LASIK technologies. That is truly one-stop LASIK shopping. So don't let their starting of $199 per eye deceive you. Icon provides themselves and prides themselves on quality service. The competition is still charging thousands of dollars per eye, using the same and, in some cases, inferior technology, and nobody has all five current available lasers except Icon. Icon has the best service before and during the procedure, and Icon has done over 65,000 procedures in Colorado. So set up a free custom evaluation today to determine whether you're a candidate for LASIK eye surgery. Visit them at the Denver location in Mexico and Colorado or in Loveland at 3553 Clydesdale Parkway, or give them a call, 720-524-1001. That's 720-524-1001.
Mark, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
Cold nights can cause big problems for windshields. My last customer ignored a small chip on his. Water got into the chip, it froze, expanded, and crack. He could have saved time and money if he would have called us sooner. When a chip's smaller than a dollar bill, Elite Safelite can usually repair it without removing the windshield. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's free.
Just one call to 303-287-5000. Takes care of everything.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
Food from the Hood, the nation's first student-managed company, is now celebrating its 15-year anniversary. You can purchase all-natural honey mustard or creamy Italian salad dressings at all major retail stores and online at Amazon.com. Buying their salad dressing sends a student to college. Visit foodfromthehood.com for more information.
$4.99? $4.99? Forget about it.
But that's right. We got the best New York-style subs in Colorado. For only $4.99, you can get a New York-style sub at Deli Zone. Hey, I'm walking in. To find a location near you, visit DeliZone.net.
Could be up as high as 74 degrees here on AM 760 of Progressive Talk. Coming up next, the Senate Intelligence Committee is preparing to review the CIA's controversial interrogation programs under the Bush administration and under the Bush White House. And the Senate Democrats have told CNN the convention would look at how the agency carried out interrogation tactics and whether they provided useful information. Dr. Michael Schreuer, CIA veteran, coming up next to talk about this and a lot more.
I was just, wow, she looked so young.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks. She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
I look at her, and it's like I'm looking at a picture of my wife from 20 years ago. It's incredible.
How are ordinary women across America looking years younger? They've discovered the proven breakthrough called Hydroxytone. It erases wrinkles, tightens skin, and makes frown lines disappear from view. See for yourself by requesting a free trial of Hydroxytone today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in VIP gift bags at international film festivals. Try a free 30-day trial of Hydroxytone and shed years from your appearance faster than you thought possible.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Call now for your free trial of Hydroxytone. For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-655-3333. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-655-3333. 1-800-655-3333.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. And AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedevani. The government is going to the well a fourth time to help a financial giant that may be too big to fail.
The AIG companies, the strength to be there.
Live to CBS's Peter Mayer. What's the latest, Peter?
Frank, the Treasury Department and the Federal Reserve this morning say another $30 billion will help stabilize the company and the entire financial system. AIG has already gone through $150 billion taxpayer dollars, and University of Maryland business expert Peter Morisi told the CBS News Early Show the mega firm is suffering a crisis in confidence.
People are steering away from it. It's losing business. The company's melting down.
Even as it approves the latest multi-billion dollar infusion, the Treasury Department says AIG faces significant challenges from market turbulence. Live in Washington, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
AIG says it lost nearly $62 billion in the fourth quarter, the biggest bath of red ink for any company in history. Growing concern about the health of the financial systems, adding to the gloomy mood on Wall Street, S&P futures are down 15 points ahead of the bell. The latest reading on the economy shows modest gains in personal income and consumer spending in January. The price of corn is going down. The price of Kellogg's Corn Pops is going up. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker. Vicki, what's wrong with this picture?
Food fight in the nation's supermarkets. The big grocery chains argue the big food manufacturers like Nestle, Kraft, and Kellogg haven't lowered prices enough since last year's price spikes. But the food companies argue they're still grappling with higher costs. The LA Times predicts consumers will resolve this conflict by deserting some of the big name brands in favor of cheaper alternatives. Frank?
Stranded. It's something a lot of travelers have in common, courtesy of the snowstorm that's racing up the eastern seaboard.
It's very frustrating. It's very frustrating. I mean, we both have to work, so we have our kids at home.
Disruptions up and down the East Coast are causing a ripple effect on flights around the country. Dave Price of CBS's Early Show went to Bronxville, New York to sample conditions on the ground.
This massive and ferocious storm is working its way up the East Coast. Before it's all said and done, we're talking about 18 hours of snow and storm warnings posted all the way from Alabama up to New England.
And shovelers could have more than a foot of snow to clear by the time it ends. Does the Constitution guarantee a criminal defendant access to DNA evidence? Lawyers will be arguing the question before the Supreme Court about an hour from now. To Ricky Johnson, it's a no-brainer. He spent a quarter century behind bars for rape until DNA tests showed he was innocent.
Thank God I made it out alive. Thank God for DNA.
A Gallup poll finds that Muslims in this country are more likely than those in Muslim countries to be happy with their lot in life. But American Muslims are the least content of all the major religious groups in this country. Gallup's Ahmed Yunus says a lack of respect is one reason they feel that way.
When the general American public is polled, the most unfavorable opinion of a religious group is that towards American Muslims.
This is CBS News.
Control. You expect it from your brakes. At Midas, you're in control of your brakes maintenance, too, with up to $40 off brake pads or shoes installed. Right now, we'll take a thorough look at your entire brake system. And only if you need them, install new brake pads or shoes. That's up to $40 off brake pads or shoes. Midas, we're on this road together.
$20 per X on most vehicles ends April 4th at participating Midas.
Kevin?
Yeah, Mom?
I've heard they might start drug testing in your school, so I need to ask. Have you ever done pot?
No.
Cocaine?
No.
Mexican speedballs?
No.
Beanies, hydro, wiffle dust, disco biscuits?
It's time for First Check Home Drug Test. With just a sample in a cup, you get results in minutes, as accurate as a lab screening. Find First Check now at CVS or learn more at firstcheckradio.com.
Dank, zigzag?
Maybe?
Check first with First Check.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. It'll soon cost more to register your car in Colorado. Governor Ritter will sign a bill today to raise vehicle registration fees. Democrats say the money is needed to repair the state's roads and bridges and create thousands of construction jobs. Senate Republicans like Mark Scheffel are against it.
Not in this economy, not right now. They're cutting back on how they're feeding their family. They're having trouble paying their bills. They've got all kinds of issues. And to add this on is simply too much.
Scheffel speaking to 9 News. Police have arrested two teenagers for allegedly setting a fire that destroyed a 93-year-old flour mill in Longmont.
They do have a couple of suspects that they're working with right now. So at this point, without the investigation being complete, I can't confirm or deny anything, but we do have some pretty good leads right now that we're working with.
Police telling 9 News the teens are being held in the Boulder County Juvenile Detention Facility. One of the last visible remnants of a 150-year-old newspaper is gone. Workers have taken down the Rocky Mountain News sign from the paper's headquarters. Denver Post photographer Steve Neff documented it.
It's kind of weird. We're sort of covering ourselves today a little bit. The newspaper business covering the demise of the newspaper business.
Neff talking to 9 News. The Rocky, of course, printed its last edition on Friday. Finally, where's the snow? February set a record as Denver's least snowiest ever. The National Weather Service says Denver recorded less than 0.1 inch of snow last month. Typically, March is Colorado's snowiest month, but March of last year was the third driest on record. March 2003, the snowiest on record. You may remember we got a blizzard that year over St. Patrick's Day. Sports, Broncos wide receiver Brandon Marshall arrested in Atlanta for disorderly conduct, and the Broncos have signed free agent cornerback Andre Goodman to a 5-year contract. Nuggets lost to Indiana last night, 194. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Southbound I-25 really bogging down as you're coming out of Thornton and North Glen from about 112th to 84th. Things will pick up for a little bit, but then they'll slow down again as you approach I-70. 270 getting busy across Commerce City, especially on the eastbound side. Crews, they're cleaning up that fender bender I-70 near Peoria. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Whether you're consolidating debt, making home improvements, or buying your next vehicle, Colorado State Bank and Trust can help. They have money to lend at incredibly low rates. Call 303-863-4478 for one of 16 locations or on the web at csbt.com.
Hey, Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Are you embarrassed about your smile? You can do something about it. At Incredible Smiles, Dr. Lori Kemet blends technology, artistry, and personal care to enhance your smile and improve your dental health. Her team of professionals is known for their cosmetic results. They offer implants to replace missing teeth, fillings, crowns, cleanings, partials, as well as dentures. Get your smile back at Incredible Smiles. For a complimentary consultation, call 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
Really progressing.
We progressive.
Love your show.
Love your show, Jay.
Yeah, I love it too, Jay.
I just love it.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's after 7 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And Senate panel is preparing, or has already started, but I believe they're preparing. Senate Intelligence Committee is completing plans to begin a review of the CIA's detention and interrogation program. Another sign the lawmakers are determined to have a public accounting of the controversial Bush administration's progress, despite White House concerns about the impact of unearthing the past. And here's a guy who knows a lot about this, Dr. Michael Schreuer, who he's no stranger to the show. Thanks, John. Boy, I'm having trouble this morning. He's no stranger to the show. He was head of the Bin Laden unit, and we've had him on before. By the way, his new book, great book called Marching to Hell, Towards Hell, rather, Marching Towards Hell, America and Islam, After Iraq was published in paperback form last month. So if you haven't read this book, pick it up. And Dr. Schroer, good morning. It's good to have you on.
Thank you, sir. Good morning. How are you?
Well, you call me sir right off the bat.
You know, I've got to be studious not to do it, and I'm afraid I wasn't.
That's okay. I'm having trouble this morning, too, so that makes two of us. All right. The Senate Intelligence Committee is now going to look into what went on. Is this a good or a bad thing?
Oh, I think it's, you know, the way the terms were drawn up, as I've read it in the media, Jay, it's a witch hunt. It's more to get after the Republicans than it is anything else because, of course, the program they're looking at was at its most barbarous under Mr. Clinton. But they're going to look at the period under Mr. Bush. So it's just more, you know, there's people who want a pound of flesh from the agency. They want to prove to their constituents and the Europeans that they're good guys. So it's more or less a witch hunt, I think.
Now, my theory about the CIA, and I've run this by you before, my theory about the CIA is that it wasn't failed intelligence, that it wasn't lack of intelligence, that it wasn't any of these things, including torture and the rest of it. It was a situation where the White House's failed policies were dumped on the agency because they failed and they had no place else to go.
I think that's more or less true, Jay. I think what I saw over the course of my career from 1982 is an increasing unwillingness in the White House under any party to protect Americans. They let problems accumulate until they become disastrous problems and Americans die. Intelligence is only good if you act on it. Otherwise, it's just collecting information for the sake of building databases. And too often under Democrats and Republicans, we have had White Houses that were more afraid of what the Washington Post would say than what the parents of dead American soldiers would say.
Well, my point, in other words, is this. I think you get my point, but let me try it on you again. That the CIA has to do what the director of the CIA says, right?
Yes, sir. We're, above all things, a service organization. People that dream that there is a rogue CIA are just besotted with Hollywood movies. We are peculiarly the instrument of the President of the United States. I got into a debate on this last week in Montana, and I said, if you're really upset with the CIA, the only way to change it is to change the president or pass laws in the Congress. There has been no action in the Congress, and we've changed the president, so we'll see what happens.
But my point on this would be that if the President of the United States, if the Vice President of the United States, if the Director of the agency was told by the President or the Vice President, this is what you're going to do, then the Director does it, correct?
Exactly correct, sir. That's what I meant by a service organization. There's nothing we do that has not, in the covert action world, that has not been authorized by the President of the United States.
Now, we can't live without the CIA.
I think whatever you call it, you have to have a clandestine service or you really are blind.
Okay, we can't live without the CIA. But if the commander-in-chief and the people under the commander-in-chief, if their policies are a failure, who takes the blame for that? Does the CIA or do they? They take the blame, right?
Well, that should be the way it happens, but really what we're seeing now is the agency being blamed for bad information on Iraq or a number of other things. And at the end of the day, the agency is in the position that if an administration has a failed policy but wants to stick to it, then the agency by law, because it has to follow the president's direction, helps to reinforce that defeat and make it worse. For example, everything we do to keep the Saudi government in power earns us more enemies in the Islamic world, but the president's policy is to keep the Saudis in power.
And there's nothing that the people in the CIA can do about it.
Well, not unless you want to break the law, sir. And despite the memories of the pre-Church Commission days, the agency itself is palsied by lawyers at the moment. And so we hew very closely to the line of the law, not only because it's the right thing to do, but as we're going to see from this commission in the Congress, there's a number of officers who are going to have to pay with their pound of flesh for following direction.
7:13, 13 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk, Dr. Michael Schreier. He is a former CIA employee, and in his 22-year career, he serves as the chief of the Bin Laden issue station. Okay, you say that there are people in the course of this investigation that are going to have to pay. Why should they pay if they were ordered to do something and that it's chain of command and that they can't turn around and say, well, I'm not going to do this?
Well, you know, Jay, if you're in Washington long enough, you learn the higher-ups never pay for anything. Look at the 9/11 disaster. That was the responsibility of very senior people in the White House and in the intelligence community. No one got punished for it. So if you actually have to come down to taking a pound of flesh, it has to be a civil servant of some kind or a military person. It's just the unfairness of the system. I testified in 2007 before one of the Foreign Affairs Committees, and they kept asking me whether or not I cared about what happened to foreigners or people that were rendered, and I told them that was their job. That if they didn't want rendition to go on, if they didn't want Guantanamo to go on, then they could quite simply either cut off funding or pass a law. And that I seem to get no traction with that argument because they didn't want the responsibility for matching deeds to their words.
Well, I'm not trying to paint the CIA out to be something that they're not. I'm not trying to.
Jay, it's a dirty business.
Yes, exactly.
There's no doubt about it. At the end of the day, what we do is convince other people to commit treason. It's a dirty, dangerous business.
But you don't take those steps unless you're ordered to do them.
Of course, sir. That's, you know, we are part of a constitutional government. And perhaps there is a smaller number of people who control the actions of the agency because it's so peculiarly the president's tool. But nonetheless, we have laws to follow. The president has laws to follow. And if there's a problem, then someone has to take care of that problem. But so far as I know, what the Congress is going to investigate was ordered and approved by the president. And approved by the legal counsels of various agencies in the White House.
So why don't they, and I know this is a popular viewpoint with my audience, but I also think it makes common sense. Why don't they investigate the White House over this?
Well, you know, because they're afraid. They're not courageous people. You know, if they really thought Mr. Bush did something illegal, then Mr. Bush should be subpoenaed and brought before the committee. But he'll claim executive privilege. And if they really feel that their constituency, whatever it is, needs a pound of flesh, the only recourse is to someone who followed the direction of the president, not the president himself.
Now, on Wednesday, CIA Director Leon Panetta said he opposed the blanket investigation in the CIA program, saying the agency operatives have been carrying out orders and acting with approval from the Justice Department. And this particularly goes about torture and rendition.
Yes, sir.
And so, if that's the case, then why do you go through and, well, you've already said this, because the small people always pay and the large never do. But, the thing that bothers me is you call all these people before this committee, you ruin their careers, you ask them essentially questions that they can't answer, or they're going to give you the answers that you know that they're going to give you ahead of time, which is so-and-so told me to do it, and it's a gigantic waste of the taxpayers' time and a waste of the whole process.
Oh, I think that's right. And the one thing you didn't mention is that if an officer happens not to have insurance, he will have to bankrupt himself in order to retain counsel, which happens very often. Jay, I don't know what the answer is to this. I think it's a lack of courage all the way around and really a desire to play with theater rather than substance.
Are you in danger of being called up?
I wish they would call me, sir. I have, since I resigned, tried to stay at the center of this business because, first of all, I put the program together. Second, it was at my direction that other people undertook those operations. And third, They don't scare me a lick, Jay. If I'm going to get sent to jail for protecting Americans, then so be it. I've got a lot of books to read. But I would love to have a public platform.
Well, did you feel any kind of moral feelings when you put this together, or did you do it because you thought it was the right thing?
We do it, we did it because it was the only option we came up with, Jay. The president and Mr. Clark and Mr. Berger and at the time Mr. Lake directed us to begin to dismantle Al-Qaeda's organization. And there was no, they also made it very clear that they did not want any of these people in U.S. custody. So we defaulted to the program as it existed, going after people who were wanted in Muslim countries for capital crimes, mostly terrorism. And as far as I'm concerned, Jay, I don't quite check my moral qualms at the door, but I'm really being paid over the course of my career to protect, at the most selfish level, my granddaughters. And so no one was ever picked up unless the dossier was almost irrefutable, as close to irrefutable as we could make it. So at the end of the day, I believed we were doing a small part to protect America. But because we've done so little to protect America overall, the rendition program over the course of a decade has become our major counterterrorism tool. And so now is the focus of so many critics.
What about the charges of torture?
Well, you know, Jay, this again comes down to law. If you're ordered by the president to do something,
The
program is reviewed by Department of Justice lawyers, National Security Council lawyers, CIA lawyers, and all of them say, okay, go ahead, what do you do?
You do it.
I suppose if you have a qualm against those interrogation techniques, you resign. Or you say, well, if it's not against the law and it's designed to protect Americans, I'll go ahead.
Yeah, that gets back to what we were talking about earlier, that you either do what you're told or you find another line of work.
That's exactly right, sir. And I think CIA officers and military officers are no less susceptible to the idea that even if it's something I don't like, I've thought it through, and maybe I'll be more conscientious than the person that follows me. You know, so it really becomes a very difficult decision.
All right, last thing here. What did you think of George Tenet?
I knew Mr. Tenet for a long time, sir. I worked on the Afghan covert program when the Mujahideen were still good guys, and he was the head of the Senate Select Committee as a staff director. I briefed him at that time probably every 10 days or 2 weeks on the program, so I didn't know him as a friend, but I interacted with him quite frequently. My own feeling is that he never transitioned from being a staffer to being a leader. He was a great cheerleader for the CIA, but he never knew the difference between cheerleading and leading. And as a result, the best way I can show it, sir, is when he went up before the 9/11 Commission, there was 11 people. Every one of them, to a person, said, we never heard a bad thing about you in Washington, that you got along with everyone. Well, if there is a more damning indictment of a DCI, there, I don't know what it would be. Because if you're effective as a DCI, you have to break some crockery.
Marching towards hell, America's America and Islam's and Islam after Iraq has been published now in paperback. So make sure you get a copy, Dr. Michael Schwerer. And guess what? You went through the whole interview and called me sir. You only called me Jay once.
You know, some character traits are intractable, sir.
I'm gonna have to start. See, you just did it. I'm gonna have to start charging you a quarter apiece for this.
Yeah, I remember. You know, it's a long time ago, but in the Major League Baseball used to charge a quarter for an error, and nobody wanted to pay it. But I guess times change, Jay. You better think of $5 and a sir.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
$5 a sir. By the way, do you think you're headed to the can over this rendition thing?
I don't have any idea, Jay. I think the thing it'll fall apart because I think it'll become apparent even to the most liberal media people that it's really a witch hunt. But I do hope they call me and they give someone who actually worked on the program a chance to explain to the American people why that program was established and how it was run and why if they're going to look at the thing, Mr. Clinton probably has bloodier hands than Mr. Bush.
Well, that time comes that you're facing jail. I'm the official head of your defense committee.
Maybe you should start buying some files that will fit into cakes or something.
Dr. Schroyer, thank you so much for being on the air with us.
Hey, it's always an honor. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, it's always a privilege to have you on. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Zini, you just ended the conversation by calling me sir. Well, all right, there's a good example of somebody who I don't particularly, politically agree with, but he speaks his mind. He says nothing that he doesn't believe. And I think that the point he's making is that, yeah, they got to carry out what they're told to do. So maybe it's past administrations we ought to be looking at for this stuff. 7:24, 24 minutes after 7, John Turk will look at this traffic. I was going to try to tie it in with this administration, but I don't think that'll work. Well, all right, looking at this traffic administration.
That's a good toss. Nice work. Well, Jay, got a nice kink to our morning commute. Crash southbound I-25 as you approach 20th Street there. Already backups past I-70. Really slow coming in there. Also busy heading southbound on 25 out of North Glen. This begins at 120th. The rest of the drive, pretty standard for us. Starting to see some more traffic heading in on the eastbound approaches into Denver on 36. Also on 6th Avenue, 70. And things really building on 270 from 25 past Vasquez. Our other accident, two vehicles involved at Downing and Evans. Your forecast, mostly sunny and warm with high winds this afternoon. Could break a record today of 72.
This is our moment.
I never thought I'd live to see the day, but it actually happened.
This is our time.
Barack Obama was elected president. Now I have a chance to share this moment with my children and their children.
Relive Barack Obama's victory speech and get a peek at rare photos and video with this commemorative DVD from the Chicago Sun-Times. Just $10.99 plus free shipping. Go to suntimes.com/CCC or call 866-236-5696.
Yes, we did.
Did you know that the XL Solar Rewards Rebate, combined with Independent Power Systems Community Pricing Discount, can reduce the cost of a solar system by up to 50%? Learn how you can take advantage of these discounts and the 30% investment tax credit with Independent Power Systems' free seminar about creating a solar community. IPS, the Coors Field Solar Experts' free seminar is Wednesday, March 4th, 7 p.m. at the Highlands Ranch Northridge Recreation Center. Independent Power Systems will help answer your questions about solar energy and teach you how to eliminate your electric bill for life. That's Wednesday, March 4th, 7 p.m. at the Highlands Ranch Northridge Rec Center. Or for more, go to solarips.com/Northridge. solarips.com/Northridge to RSVP for this free seminar. Brought to you by Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts.
And many of us puzzles. If you subscribed to the news, you'll now get the Post at the same rate, same terms, uninterrupted. For more information, please go to denverpost.com.
You'll still get the news,
only now in the Post.
Looking for a market-proof vest? Try this on for size. A market-proof CD from GMAC Bank. It's FDIC insured. And better yet, our 12-month CD has a 2.95% annual percentage yield. That's positively one of the best rates available, and it guarantees your money makes money. Lock in now. Go to gmacbank.com/radio or call 1-800-490-GMAC. Open a CD with as little as $500 and feel confident knowing your money's wearing body armor. GMAC Bank. Smart. Simple. Safe. Member FDIC.
Oh, try Deli Zone today and enjoy a regular size New York style sub for $4.99. For fresh, delicious New York style sandwiches you'll crave, it's Deli Zone. Find a Deli Zone near you at DeliZone.net.
Food from the Hood, the nation's first student-managed company, is now celebrating its 15-year anniversary. You can purchase all-natural honey mustard or creamy Italian salad dressings at all major retail stores and online at Amazon.com. Buying their salad dressing sends a student to college. Visit foodfromthehood.com for more information.
AM 760 is moving Tom Hartman.
Come on. Keep going.
No, we're not moving Tom.
We're moving his show. You told us what you wanted to hear in the Progressive Forum on AM760.net. And starting today, it's Tom Hartman.
Me!
Afternoons 1 to 4 on AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
That as this radio show continues at 7:29, 29 minutes after 7, I have these stories that I want to talk to you about, and now all of a sudden I don't have them. I can't find them.
The J. Marvin filing system fails again.
Yeah, it fails again. Doggone it. What if it's still on the printer? Okay, here's one of the stories. I don't know where the other one went, so we'll do this one coming back. All right, 7:29, 29 minutes after 7 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin and John Turk rescues me with traffic.
Jay, traffic pretty heavy coming southbound on I-25 for us this morning. Stop and go conditions from 120th down to 84th. And then we got a crash around 20th, so look for some pretty heavy delays there. Back starting around I-70, 270 and southbound 225 also are slow spots for us. If you're traveling eastbound, coming in on 270, going to hit at about 25 to Vasquez. And if you're in Aurora, look for some pretty heavy jams there from Yosemite onto the Tech Center. Eastbound Turnpike also busy for us, Broadway to 25. And our only surface street crash I'm looking at on the radar right now is two vehicles involved at Evans and Downing. Your forecast could be a record breaker, partly sunny and warm with highs in the low 70s. A record of 72 was set in 1901. Right now, 46 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, Toyota's recommended scheduled services support a greener earth. Your neighborhood Toyota stores want to help you by offering a...
The road ahead. Midas wants to make sure your car is ready for the long haul. From simple tune-ups to advanced diagnostics, we'll change your oil, rotate your tires, replace your brakes, and give you something we call the fix-it list. It lets you know what's running fine, what needs fixing now, and what can wait. Think of it as peace of mind for the miles ahead. Midas, we're on this road together.
The tough economy doesn't need to affect your business's prosperity. Just maintain your current output while cutting back on fixed costs. Sound impossible? Then you haven't heard of 10-Till-2. 10-Till-2 is the cutting-edge staffing company that specializes in providing businesses just like yours with experienced, college-educated, part-time employees. No temps, no costly benefits, just skilled professionals. Visit 10till2.com. That's T-E-N-T-I-L-T-W-O.com. 10-Till-2. The time is now.
Presenting another compelling identity theft metaphor, brought to you by Identity Guard. Today, the banquet.
When it comes to identity theft protection, a credit report is like an appetizer, just the first part of something good. But if you didn't order it from Identity Guard, you may discover that there's no more food showing up. You see, with Identity Guard, you get an entire banquet of 21st century tools and technologies. All this from the company that's already protected over 20 million people. And that's a lot of money not going into the hands of worldwide identity thieves. So, get Identity Guard today and settle in for a feast of identity theft protection.
Don't be a victim of online identity theft. Get Identity Guard. Serious 21st century stuff for 21st century crime. Sign up now and get the added security of your personal password protector, ID Vault, a $50 value. Free plus shipping and handling. Call 877-600-2669 now. That's 877-600-2669. Or visit identityguard.com.
I mean, a lot of car dealerships, a lot of car stores claim that they've got it, and then you run into all kinds of trouble. But the Rockies Autos, that's not going to happen. They've got great people out there like Spanky Herrera and Freddie Labrato, and they've got Gerard Menard, Johnny Mays, and Uncle Fester, whose real name is George, and Jules. And these are people that you can sit down with and that you can talk to, and they're going to lay their cards out on the table. They're going to tell you exactly where they're coming from. They're not going to fool around. They're not going to pull your leg, and they're not going to do any fancy footwork. They're going to do the best they can to help you get the car that you really want. They have solid lines of credit with non-predatory lenders, banks, that, hey, They want to do business with you. So don't get caught up in this thing about, well, there's no credit available. Yes, there is. And at Rocky's Autos, they make it perfectly clear what is what. Great to go into a place that totally and completely explains everything that's going on. Plus, on top of that, they have the largest selection of vehicles, clean, late model, previously owned vehicles in all of Colorado. Because you know what? Buying a car is not only a financial type of thing, it's also an emotional decision. So when you go look for a vehicle, get out to Rocky's 8 in the morning, or I'm sorry, 9 in the morning until 8 in the evening. Rocky's Autos, located right there at 63rd and Federal.
Mark, technician for Elite Auto Glass and Safelite Auto Glass.
This time of year, nights can be pretty cold, and that can cause big problems for any windshield. My last customer ignored a small chip on his windshield. He figured it was too small to be a problem. Then, we got some frost. He was scraping his windshield and found it had completely cracked. Water got into the chip, and when it froze, it expanded. That put pressure right where the chip had weakened the glass. And crack! Now he needs a whole new windshield. He thought it was great that Elite Safelite came to his office to replace it. But he could have saved time and money if he would have called it sooner. When a chip's smaller than a dollar bill, Elite Safelite can usually repair it without removing the windshield. We inject our state-of-the-art resin right into the chip. A repair only takes about a half hour and costs a whole lot less than a replacement. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's free. That's right, free.
Just one call to 303-287-5000 and Elite Safelite takes care of everything with your insurer.
Elite Repair.
Hey, it's Tom Hartman here to tell you about another proud supporter of AM 760, Incredible Smiles. Do you have missing teeth? Get a permanent solution. Dr. Lori Kemet and her associates at Incredible Smiles have new scanning technology to accurately place implants in the densest part of the bone without the need for exploratory incisions. Eliminate loose partials or painful dentures. Replace missing teeth without bridges. Get incredible implants at Incredible Smiles. Call now for a complimentary consultation. 303-77-SMILE or visit IncredibleSmiles.com.
Jay Marvin, your chest pilot. For neurological damage, 636, 36 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Hi today, could reach up as 74. I don't know how many of you care about this. I don't know if, you know, if I'll even get any calls on this, but I have to comment on it. This from the Denver Post this morning. Ritter to sign measure today to raise car registration fees. A bill to raise vehicle registration fees to pay for bridge and highway repair is on the verge of becoming law. Governor Ritter plans to sign measure Senate Bill 108 today near a bridge over Interstate 25 in Thornton. The bridge is among the 126 rated as poor by state engineers at a cost of $19 million and could be among those replaced with the fee money. Now, you talk about any way, shape, or form about raising taxes, raising anything. People go absolutely berserk. Oh, no, we can't do this. And the Republicans, of course, oppose this. But see, I maintain that if you take the attitude and you put off what you should do today and you try to shove it on down the line to do it tomorrow, two things happen. Well, actually, one thing happens. You end up in the long run costing the state more money than if you had confronted it in the beginning. And number two, and maybe I'm the only guy that I know of, you know something that would cause me to leave Colorado? The roads. I am so sick and tired of the roads in this state. I'm tired of the condition of them. I'm tired of the fact that in some parts of this state, the roads are like driving in a third world country. That I can't understand for the life of me. And I know what people are going to say. They're going to say, well, Jay, it's Tabor. Well, Tabor hasn't done us any good. And I don't know legally the way to overturn Tabor. I guess you'd have to have a constitutional amendment to do so, to take it out. But it hasn't proved to be good for anybody. So the thing is, we're going to have to step up to the plate, and we're going to have to fix what's wrong in this state, and everybody's going to have to pay a little pain to get it done. And why? Because it's been neglected for years and years and years. And the infrastructure in this state is falling apart. And in the long run, that's going to cost you even more money. Now, hopefully, we'll get some of the stimulus package money to help us out. But the thing is, people are driving more fuel-efficient cars. So, gas mileage is going down. Gas usage, rather, I should say, is going down, which means the revenue from gas taxes is going down. And so, we have to do something about this. Now, if you disagree with me, talk to me about it. 303-713-7600, because I'd love to hear why you don't think it's a good idea. But I'm going to tell you right now, I am so tired of the Republicans simply saying no just to say no. Not now, not at this time, is what they say. Well, then I would like to ask them when. And what time do you have an idea to fix this? Because once again, they presented no plan that I know of to fix this problem. When were they planning on doing it? And if they have a plan, I haven't heard much about it. Let's go to Annie in Boulder. Annie, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Annie once. Annie twice. History. Let's go to Doug in Westminster. Doug.
Hey, how you doing this morning?
Okay.
Hey, don't you think $41 is is like way over the board here? I think $20 would have worked just fine.
No, I think $41 is totally and completely appropriate. I mean, that stuff doesn't look, man. That stuff doesn't come cheap. I mean, if you were working on those bridges, if you were working on those highways, you wouldn't take less money.
Yeah, but gee, come on, $41. That's, you know,
yeah, but you know what?
Wage, that's a beating. I mean, there's making less than me.
You know what? $41 for what do you have to re-register your car once? What? Once a year?
Yeah.
$41 a year is not going to kill you to the point where you're not going to be able to afford it. But what is going to kill you is the fact is that the roads do not get any better. That they do not get fixed. Because it will end up causing you trouble with flat tires, with suspension problems. I mean, you end up going to the garage every couple of months, every right. 3 months to get right. your car realigned.
Well, but what about the current money that we already have?
We don't have enough.
Where is all that money existing right as we speak, though?
We have debts. The state is in debt.
Oh, Jay, but $41. I mean, $20 would have been just acceptable. I mean, I'll be honest with you. I mean, I make very, very little, and there's a lot of people out there listening right now that probably make a lot less than me. And
You're gonna have to. You know what? You're gonna have to pay more in the long run when trucks can't get over bridges and have to find alternative ways to get there, it's gonna cost more.
I know.
But so you're gonna pay. Look. You're going to end up paying any way you look at it.
Well, that's true, but it's a major pocket issue when you have to do that once a year. And like I say, you know, $41, it's just a one-time hit once a year. But
yeah, one time, $40. I guarantee you spend more than $40 on a weekend out.
All right, then for $41, I damn sure expect a lot of these highways to be as smooth as silk.
We would hope so.
Jay, you ever travel Highway 76?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Isn't that like a roller coaster right there at the 62nd Bridge and then your intersection on 25? It's such a...
It beats the crap out of your car.
Oh, and then another thing, that's the bridge right next to 76, the overpass there is... they got a major crack right before the expansion joint.
Yep.
You know what I'm talking?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, because you go over to Rocky, so you got to take that road there. Yeah, that's a little concerning, but we've gotten shafted on bridge work in this state for a lot of years. I always thought that none of these people that that do this designing and all this stuff, and this may sound stupid, but I don't bet one of them never played with Tonka toys when they were a kid.
Well, you know something? I have to defend that by saying to you that a lot of these bridges haven't been touched in 20 years.
True. Santa Fe and Alameda right there. That's just that's awful to go from four lanes to three and then back to four. I get all that. I mean, we really do need the bridge work and stuff, but
we have 126 bridges in this state that are rated poor. Now, okay, let's go with what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say we don't do it. We don't raise it, or we don't raise enough. Let's say we just charge $10.
Okay.
All right, and the $10 isn't enough. So then what happens?
Well, $10 or $20, like I said, times how many cars are out there on an average in
Colorado. But let's not say it's enough. Then what are you going to do? Who's going to take care of it after that?
Yeah, but is the Ritter going to come back in a couple of years and say, oh, we need more now after 41?
No, it won't be. No, it won't be Ritter that will do it. It'll be the next governor who will have to face the same problem it should have been taken care of two and three administrations ago.
Well, one thing about California, and you can relate because you're from there, is they raised them up so high that it got way out of hand. And correct me now, didn't they drop it just a little bit?
Well, no, they haven't dropped it. But the thing is, you ever driven the roads out there?
Yeah.
Okay, how do they compare to here?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, there you go, man.
There's got to be a point where you can't take too much from us. You know?
Well, I agree, but there's also comes a point where it's going to cost you more on the back end and that you have to take care of business. I mean, you got to fix these things. You can't let them go, and we've let them go so far. So now what we're having to do is we're having to pay the damage, and if you don't pay it now, then it's going to be even worse down the road.
Gotcha. I know.
All right, Douglas.
All right, buddy.
Appreciate it.
See ya.
Here's Clay in Parker. Clay, whoops, hold on, Clay. Doggone it. Where was I? Okay, now, Clay, are you there?
I'm here, yes.
Almost cut you off, man. You just never can't ever trust me. Okay, go ahead.
Well, Jay, you know what? I have to disagree with you this morning on the whole $41 increase on registration fees. I don't know. I guess I lean more towards the conservative end. And really, I mean, if you bought a new car in this state recently, the last 5 years, and you've seen what you paid to register it, it's just astronomical already. You compare it to neighboring states, other states, and it's already so high and so astronomical. I think the problem that we have is managing what we have, what we're already paying for these car registrations. I think if the government did a better job managing the money they already have coming in, they could fix all of these problems. The biggest fear I have is you charge us an extra $41, you mismanage that money, and then in another 10 years, we still have bridges that aren't repaired. I can see that happening. So that's just my disagreement, my argument this morning, Jay.
Well, I would look at it this way. Yeah, we deserve transparency as far as where the money goes. No question about that.
That would be nice.
But we should have it. But the thing is, we have the problems we're facing have been years in the making. They just didn't happen overnight. And we have a terrible tendency in this society to kick the can down the road and let somebody else deal with it. And the more you kick the can down the road, the worse it gets. And we've got 126 bridges in this state that are rated poor by state engineers, and it's going to cost $19 million to replace these things. And, you know, I mean, the state is broke now. It's not broke. That's not the right word. But it's in deficit now because all of the states across this country are. And fixing these things, number one, are going to cost us less on the back end. And number two, it could provide for people who could work on these things, and it could put people to work.
I agree. You create jobs. I agree that that is something that needs to be addressed. I mean, these bridges are in bad shape. And
the highways are disgraceful.
Sure, and I believe in routine maintenance with just about anything. If you maintain it, it's going to last longer, and you're not going to have big issues in the future. So we can agree on that one. I guess the biggest problem that I have with all of it is that you have this influx of people. And I've lived in Denver for 26 years now. I've been here. You have this influx of people that we've seen from neighboring states, from the West Coast, from down south. This huge influx has come in the last 10 years. These people have been buying cars over the last 10 years, all of these new cars. I mean, you go to other states, you don't see as many new cars on the road as you do in Denver. I mean, we have a pretty affluent state here. Where has this money gone the last 10 years?
Well,
the biggest fear. I mean,
where the money? Where
15 years of mismanagement? What would change now when fees go up again?
Well, where the money's gone is you didn't have this problem because you got money off the gas tax. Trouble is the gas tax isn't making enough money now to support it.
See, I don't know about that either. I mean, you have fuel efficiency, like you mentioned, you have better fuel efficiency in vehicles. But I wonder if you've really seen a gas tax decrease. You have so many more vehicles on the road now.
It has. If you go look at it, it has. And it has for two reasons. One, because people are driving more fuel-efficient cars. And two, people are driving less. But, Clay, listen, you could have a very good point. And I think you do have a good point about transparency. And I think that should be demanded immediately. But, good God, man, these roads are, like, so bad. I just can't take it. I just can't take it. Clay, thank you. I appreciate the call.
Jay, you have a good one. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you bet. All right, 7:49, 49 minutes after the hour on AM 760, a progressive talk. Speaking of the roads, here's Turk.
Jay, still got this crash southbound I-25 around 20th Street, causing some pretty heavy and slow backups back past I-70. Also, really slow coming out of Northland at 120th. Now we're starting to see stop-and-go conditions coming out of Aurora as well. Going to be a struggle from Parker Road down to 25. Northbound side also there a little busy around the spillway. Slower speeds on the turnpike westbound now from Sheridan out to Church Ranch. Same deal on 76 from 88th all the way down to 270. One more crash still hampering things at Downing and Evans. Your forecast, mostly sunny and warm. Going to be windy this afternoon as well. We could break a record, though. Our old record is 72, set in 1901. Today's forecast calling for anything between 69 and 74 degrees. Right now, 45 degrees downtown. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The Pinnacle at City Park South, Denver's most successful luxury condominium, is now closing out Tower 1. Two-bedroom special.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code ONLINE to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset, too. Remember that code, ONLINE. To qualify for the free VoIP headset, WebEx, now part of Cisco, used by over 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code ONLINE. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
994-1189.
Designer surplus had everything we wanted.
Real hardwood cabinets, beautifully made.
High quality for less.
Choose from oak, cherry, and more in traditional and contemporary designs. All at a nearby store or shipped directly to you.
When you pull out a drawer, they feel expensive.
All the quality without the expense.
It's the secret to getting a dream kitchen.
The secret is out. Designer surplus sells high quality hardwood kitchen cabinets and bathroom vanities for less, way less. Visit a store near you or call now for your free catalog. 1-800-994-1189. That's 1-800-994-1189.
Everybody has credit card debt. Everybody. How'd you like to get rid of that debt in a day? Just go into your bedroom. Take a look in your dresser drawer. You've got unwanted gold jewelry you never wear. A single earring, stuff you don't want. Cash it in right now with the high price of gold. You could have hundreds or thousands in cash and not even know it. Cash for Gold is absolutely the safest, easiest way to turn your unused and unwanted gold and jewelry into cash. Cash for Gold is a direct refiner of precious metals. They cut out the middleman. More cash for you. Call Cash for Gold for a free return pack. Place your items in the pack and send it back to them. They'll send you cash within 24 hours of package receipt, and your jewelry is 100% insured. Call 1-800-791-4485 or log on to cash4gold.com/radio to receive an extra 5% for your gold and jewelry. That's cash4gold.com
/radio and receive 5% extra for your gold. Or call 1-800-791-4485. 1-800-791-4485.
7:53, 53 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, Presidential Brokerage, Intelligent Investment Guidance. And here, back from vacation, is Mike Spear, Executive Vice President. So have you got like a really good tan and everything?
Come on, man. I don't tan. You've seen me before, buddy. I'm about as cracker white as it gets.
Well, did you paint like brown paint on your face and arms?
No, I got a little red one day when I was out scuba diving, but yeah, no tan.
Well, okay.
But I'm glad to be back here. You know, it's funny. I ran into a couple from SoCal out there and Southern California. And it's neat to meet people from all over. I mean, we met people all over Europe and Canada and all over the place. But it's interesting how people from Southern California, it seems, and I hate to generalize, but they seem to think that everybody that lives any place other than Southern California must be just completely deprived of a good life. I mean, it's just like,
yeah, well,
I live in San Diego, and San Diego's a beautiful, beautiful part of the country.
Yeah,
we have an office there.
Yeah, but you know what? Tell them to call us when the San Andreas fault shifts.
Well, they just don't get that some people like the change of seasons.
All right.
Anyway.
AIG needs more money. How's the stock market reacting to that bit of news?
Not at all well, although it has improved a couple things. I think it would have been a lot uglier if we hadn't gotten some encouraging economic news this morning. Jay, we got personal income for the month of January. That was expected to be down 0.2%, and in fact it was up 0.4%. Personal spending, we were expecting to be up 0.4%, was up 0.6%. If those numbers hadn't have been as strong as they were, I think the market would be taking it a lot worse. But we are and have not been in the 6,000 area for some time. The Dow right now is at 6,960, down 104 points. The Nasdaq's down 7.5 points. The S&P's down 11, and the Russell's down 6 1/3. Some people call it the Marvin. That's what we call it. The Russell's down 6.5 points or so. That's 1.6%. So it's not taking the AIG news well at all, and I think it's concerned about what next.
All right. For those of us who are tired of negotiating these rough waters, and I keep using that as an example.
Yeah.
But a lot of us are lost, and really we just don't know what to do. You can give us a helping hand.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we've come up with some alternative. How would you like CD safety, including FDIC insurance? Now, a lot of people are going to CDs right now, but they're saying, oh, man, 3.5% is not going to help me. It's better than losing, but it's not going to get me where I really want to go. You can go into a CD and get FDIC safety and get the move of the market if it goes up or down. It's an interesting investment. It's called a structured note. And it's not for everybody, but if you want to hear about something that'll provide you FDIC insured safety in a CD, and they only use the potential dividend to invest, might be worth looking into. Give us a call. In fact, if they call today, I'm taking calls today. I'll chat with you. If you want to wait till tomorrow, you don't have to put up with me, but if you call today, I'll chat with you and we'll talk a little bit about that.
All right. 303-749-2770. 303-749-2770. Loot the candy bowl on the way out, too.
There you go.
It's 303-749-2770. A personal message. K is 2 weeks behind, but Rumba starts probably in April or May.
Okay.
All right, brother.
Rumble in the jungle.
You got it.
All right, thanks.
See ya.
7:57
on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Corvettes, Corvettes, and more Corvettes. Since 1984, we've been selling and servicing late model Corvettes, and nobody does it better. Check us out at purefoychevrolet.com and click on Corvettes. We are Colorado's Corvette dealer. Purifoy Chevrolet.com.
Addiction and Nine Inch Nails on tour this year, 7:57, 57 minutes after the hour on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Don't go away. We'll talk more about the proposed, well, it's not proposed, it's signed and going to be in law, the measure to raise car registration fees. We'll talk more about it coming up here.
Everybody has their own.
the iPhone is that if you want to listen to AM 760 while you're away from your radio, there's an app for that. Yep, on AM760.net. It's Colorado's Progressive Talk on your iPhone.
Picture this. You're standing in front of a steep hill. You're with a group, and they're already climbing. But you're having trouble breathing. You take a step, but they've already taken 10. You try to keep up, but you're falling behind. So you try harder. You're out of breath and frustrated. Not because you can't climb the hill, but because it's not a hill at all. It's a flight of stairs that might as well be a mountain. Now picture this. You come to National Jewish Health, the number one respiratory hospital in the country. You'll find world-renowned specialists that use state-of-the-art imaging, early detection, and the latest treatments to help improve your ability to breathe. Whether it's allergies, asthma, COPD, heart disease, or rheumatoid arthritis, we can help transform you into the picture of National Jewish Health. For more information, visit nationaljewish.org. National Jewish Health, science transforming life.
These numbers that we're seeing,
AM 760,
are sending an unmistakable message.
Colorado's Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. The Dow Jones Industrial Average has just crossed another milestone on the way down. Within minutes of the opening bell, the Wall Street bellwether fell through 7,000 to a new bear market low. After 30 minutes of trading, the Dow is down 120 points at 69.42.
It's a big surprise, a big shock, very, very disturbing.
Investment strategist Hugh Johnson.
Everybody, every investor, just almost numb from the this just sort of constant array of bad news that we've had to deal with.
The latest dose of bad news is AIG's report of a record $62 billion gusher of red ink in last year's fourth quarter. The big insurance company has already gotten $150 billion from the Financial Rescue Fund, and now the government is going to give it $30 billion more. No choice, says economist Peter Morici.
AIG insures many of the mortgage-backed securities held by investors and banks. If it fails, the mortgage market collapses.
The financial meltdown has cost people trillions of dollars, but Dr. Joseph Ogile says some have lost something even more precious, a good night's sleep.
We've seen significant increase in stress levels, insomnia, sleep disruption as a result of the stressful economy.
The snowplows are out in Worcester, Massachusetts, and in towns as far south as Alabama, clearing the heaviest snowfall of the season in much of the east, more than a foot in some places. Schools are closed, roads are in bad shape, thousands have lost power, and flights around the country have been canceled, leaving travelers to fend for themselves.
Nothing, no accommodations. They just said, oh, we have no flights.
The government is looking for schools that could be surrounded by dangerously bad air. CBS's Vicki Barker has that.
First, it was pollutants in schools. Now, it's the air outside schools. The Environmental Protection Agency is reportedly launching a major investigation, calling for regulators to identify 50 to 100 schools where pollution might pose significant health risks. USA Today reporting the agency could begin taking air samples within 5 weeks and may release some results within months.
Washington lobbyist Vicki Eisman says she's glad the New York Times has set the record straight, telling its readers it never meant to imply she might have had a romantic relationship with Senator John McCain. Eisman tells the CBS News Early Show she was amazed that so many people assumed the worst.
It was crazy. People would say to me, I'm not getting in an elevator with you. A woman walked up to me on an airplane and said, you should be ashamed of yourself.
The Times report surfaced during last year's presidential campaign. 2 days after they left Clearwater, Florida on a fishing trip, NFL players Corey Smith and Marquise Cooper and two former college football players are missing at sea. Coast Guard Captain Tim Close says search teams and ships and aircraft are scouring the Florida Gulf Coast.
Not only do we blanket where we think they might have been, but we're also searching very heavily in areas where we think they might have drifted to if the boat was drifting.
This is CBS News.
For us, it's simple. When we build a Mercedes-Benz, we maintain the very highest standards of structural, mechanical, and design integrity. Before you drive off in a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, a different kind of integrity comes into play. Our integrity as a company. That's why every certified pre-owned vehicle also comes with roadside assistance and warranty coverage for up to 5 years or 100,000 miles. All to ensure that every certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is just that. a true Mercedes-Benz. Visit your local authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for details.
See dealer complete details and warranty coverage and status. This is certified pre-unlimited warranty. Provides coverage for 1 year up to 100,000 total vehicle miles from the expiration date of the original 4 year 50,000 mile Mercedes-Benz new vehicle limited warranty, or from the time of pre-owned purchase if the original limited warranty is expired.
Check out our exciting model lineup by visiting your local authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, or visit us today at mbusa.com.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. Coloradans soon will be paying more to drive. Governor Ritter to sign a bill today raising vehicle registration fees. Democrats like Senate President Peter Groff says money to fix the state's roads and bridges has to come from somewhere.
We have a lot of those bridges across the state that we need to begin to work on immediately. We also need to put people back to work.
Groff telling 9 News the bill is expected to create 8,000 construction jobs in the state this year. People driving downtown may notice something missing. Workers removed the Rocky Mountain News sign yesterday from the building that housed the 150-year-old newspaper. A small crowd gathering to watch.
Pretty sad, but that's life, I guess.
Denver resident Mike Hall. Don't ignore the signs while on the slopes. 5 weekend powder hounds at Aspen Highlands were charged with violating the state's Ski Safety Act. The 5 faced maximum $1,000 fines after skiing in a closed area at the top of Highland Bowl. And where's the snow? February set a record as Denver's least snowiest ever. The National Weather Service saying we recorded less than 1/10 of an inch of snow last month. March is typically Colorado's snowiest month, although last March was the 3rd driest on record. That followed 2003, the snowiest on record after that St. Patrick's Day blizzard. Sports: Broncos wide receiver Brandon Marshall in trouble again, arrested for disorderly conduct in Atlanta. NFL Network's Adam Schefter says it's getting old.
At some point, you have to say to yourself, is it worth the trouble when the team is going to get fined, when the player is going to bring shame and embarrassment to the franchise, and he continues to get in trouble?
It's Marshall's 4th arrest since 2006, and the Nuggets lost to Indiana last night, 194. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao, now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
An accident on I-25 north of the Tech Center occurred right around Hamden, has been pulled off the highway. However, there's going to be some slowdowns in both directions, but the slowest stretch of this morning's drive seems to be on I-25 just south of the turnpike all the way towards 20th. That's the scene of an earlier crash. Those slowdowns are going to cost you about 15 or 20 minutes at least. Turnpike bogging down near McCaslin as you're heading west. Same deal on southbound 225 approaching Yosemite. Those speeds are going to dip into the teens. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Get your Arapahoe Basin Spring Pass now. Adult passes are just $209, youth for $159, and children for just $109. For more information, call 1-888-ARAPAHOE or check out ArapahoeBasin.com.
Looking for a market-proof vest? Try this on for size. A market-proof CD from GMAC Bank. It's FDIC insured, and better yet, our 12-month CD has a 2.95% annual percentage yield. That's positively one of the best rates available, and it guarantees your money makes money. Lock in now. Go to gmacbank.com/radio or call 1-800-490-GMAC. Open a CD with as little as $500 and feel confident knowing your money's wearing body armor. GMAC Bank. Smart, simple, safe. Member FDIC.
I really want to compliment you.
I want to compliment you.
I'm a conservative, but I really want to compliment you and your show.
Jay Marvin. This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay.
Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Really one of the few shows on the air that will take on all comers. And even that's not the right way. Not the right phrase. One of the few shows on the air that will let anybody express their opinion and get into a discussion with you. And I don't care whether you're conservative, middle of the road, or religious. Here's my friend Greg. Here's something he sent. I have those who are have 3 words for those that are complaining about about Ritter's measure to raise car resignation fees. Minnesota bridge collapse. The Santa Fe and Alameda Bridge will be widened with this money, and CDOT will have a webpage with the projects being worked on. For those who feel they're getting screwed, what about those in rural areas who pay the same fee but aren't getting the work that helps them? Some projects will probably be in there, but not a ton. The problem is we have less money with the gas tax and Tabor caps, no increase in dollars as cost of construction materials go up. For the guy complaining about the mismanagement, an example is the cars that cost $5,000 40 years ago now cost $15,000 to $25,000 today. Costs are not fixed, and we do have inflation. So that's something to think about right there. A state with a bad infrastructure is a bad thing all the way around, because in the end, it's going to cost you more money. Let's go to Jim in Aurora. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
Listen, I got a comment about this tax. It's not the roads. I agree with you on the roads. It's not even the money. Actually, the money's kind of light. I mean, the people who came up with this $41 have said that they had to scale it back to, quote, make it reasonable. My problem with it is the way the money's being taxed. When you put it on registration as a flat tax, $41 for everybody, you know, the guy driving a 12-year-old Taurus with a minimum wage job is going to cost him $41 a year. And the guy driving a Porsche that costs $80,000 or something is going to cost him $41 a year.
I don't think that's how it works.
That's how it works. It's across the board. It's across the board. It's $41 a car. That's what I read in the paper anyway.
Yeah, but it's $41 a car on top of what you're paying now.
Certainly. In addition to whatever.
So if you drive,
All right.
So if you drive a $125,000 automobile and you drive a $12,000 automobile, you're not going to pay the same.
No, but both are going to go up $41.
Well, yeah. Because everybody uses the roads.
It's a regressive tax. We elected Democrats this time around, especially the governor. And, you know, one had hoped for, you know, some more progressive, you know, ways of raising money. I mean, this money needs to be raised, absolutely. But it doesn't make sense for people like you and me driving nice cars to spend the same as some family with two minimum wage jobs driving a 12-year-old car trying to get by. Getting us both $41 just isn't fair. It's not equitable. And a Democratic Congress, you know, the House and the Senate in this state, and a Democratic governor, somebody in that crowd should have pointed that out and made some sort of an adjustment.
If the way they have it set up now is not a good idea, what would you do to raise the money?
Well, it could come out of general funds, which is more progressive.
But we don't have the general funds to spend.
It could have been spread out. So if you've got a car that's, you know, an older, less valuable car, your increase would have been $5. If you're driving an $80,000 car, your increase could have been $100. They could have made it a progressive tax, not just laid it flat across.
I think that sounds like a very appealing idea, but I also believe that we're in such dire straits with all of these bridges that need to be fixed. We've got 126 of them currently, and the cost of that's going to be, and this is a conservative estimate, $19 million. You know, everybody's going to have to strain and pony up.
Jay, you're talking about the roads being bad. Everybody agrees the roads are bad. I'm just addressing the way the legislature and the governor has chose to make this essentially a flat tax, the same hit for everybody, no matter what their ability to pay is.
Well,
that's my objection. And, you know, I don't see how anybody who's a small D Democrat or even vaguely progressive could not just, you know, a dozen years ago.
Well, I consider myself to be progressive, and I'm not unglued over it.
Well,
because I know what needs to be done, and I know what happens if you don't do it.
Oh, I agree, it needs to be done. My only qualm with this, and you know, Ritter's never getting my vote again, is, you know, this pension he has, and our quote Democratic House and Senate in this state has, you know, to stick it to the working guy.
Yeah, but $41 a year is sticking it to the working guy?
It isn't sticking it to you and me, but there are people.
Wait a minute. Watch what you say.
$41. You've got $41.
Well, wait a minute. How do you know I have $41?
Well, then maybe you're one of the victims too.
Well, no. I look at it this way. Do I want to pay? Let me finish.
Okay.
Let me finish. Do I want to pay the $41? No. Do I know we need to do it? Yes. Am I willing to do it? Yes. Why? Because it's vital to the state. And as I've said before, you make up the money on the back end.
Jay, you know, like you said, the issue isn't the roads. The roads are awful. The issue isn't the amount of money they're collecting. It's probably not enough to do what needs to be done. My issue is essentially making it a flat tax, the same hit for everybody, regardless of what their ability to pay is.
But it's not a flat tax. It's not
a Porsche. I've got two nice cars. It's not a problem for us. But a lot of people, it is. And
But it's not a flat tax because the older the car you have, the less you have to pay anyway.
That's sophistry. The increase is flat.
Now, Hold it. Now, you and I can disagree, but stop with the sophistry business. I mean, I'm just laying my thoughts out there, and you're laying yours out there, and that's all that matters. And, you know, we don't have to agree on anything. I mean, we don't have to agree on, you know, all of it or a little bit of it or some of it. I just, you know, you and I just don't see it as being that. We don't agree. I mean, that's basically the thing. We just don't agree. I mean, I don't think $41 is that big of a hit, regardless of how much money you make. I don't think it's that big of a hit because I think that you get a break on the amount of money that you have to spend to register your automobile when your car is older. You don't pay as much as somebody who's driving around in a Lexus.
That's true. That's true.
But so, I mean, that's what, you know, that's how I see it.
It doesn't change the fact they've elected to, again, this additional $41 a head, whatever that works out to by the time you do the whole state. They just, you know, took the money they needed and divided it by the number of cars out there without any regard to ability to pay. And that's my only objection to it. It's not the roads. It's not any of that other stuff. And I know it's putting it on a base, which is set, although our rates are much higher than most of the states around us. But it is set on top of whatever the initial rate would be, depending upon the value of the car.
Our rates are higher because our gas tax is lower.
Yeah.
We don't have the gas tax money anymore.
Jay, we don't agree on or disagree on any of this other stuff. I'm just saying the increase was leveled as a flat tax on everybody without, you know, regard to their ability to pay. And that's really all I wanted to add. It just seems obvious to me. I can't, you know, it sounds like I expected you to say, yeah, you're right, that's not very good, but, you know, that's what they passed or whatever. Not too bad. Eat it if you're poor.
Well, I mean, you and I just disagree, but that's okay.
All right. Okay, Jay, we'll talk to you again.
Yeah, you're ready. You're welcome to come to the party anytime.
Thanks, Jay.
Okay, see you, man. Let's go to Tony in Evergreen. Tony, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
I've been that little kid in the back of class bouncing around with my hand in the air waiting for you to call on me.
I'm sorry.
No, that's all right. I'm one of those people that in Colorado, they hate us for transplanters. I moved here from Chicago 5 years ago. So everything I do here, I tend to compare to what I did in Chicago. And you compare the tax on the fuel, your property taxes alone compared to what you pay here in Colorado. I'm a small electrical contractor. I have two brand new vehicles, one old vehicle. Believe me, I get hammered every time I go to get license plates. But $41 a year, I mean, I hate to even put it this way, but you know, I probably spend it at Starbucks a week, you know?
Yeah, I think most people do, too.
Yeah, and you know, and here in Colorado especially, and one of the reasons why I moved here, just the philosophy and the fact that we embrace, you know, nature and conservation, we are poised when this economy turns around to have one of the strongest economies in the entire country. And to have our roads in the shape they are now is going to do nothing but be a detriment over the next 10 to 20 years. The people that are complaining about this just have no foresight to what we're going to have to deal with later on.
I agree. You can't kick the can down the road.
Absolutely not. You know, and I drive diesel vehicles as well. For the business, and I pay a higher percentage of the vehicle tax on the fuel than people who drive gasoline vehicles, and I know that, you know, it's one of those things.
By the way, anytime the Kennedy and the Eisenhower looks better than the I-25 and 36 and C-470 and 70, then we got a real problem.
Well, yeah, and you know, if you, people want to, you know, every 10 miles, if you want to throw 75 cents to a dollar into a toll booth, we could have the greatest roads in the world. I hate to see if that day ever comes here.
Yeah, me too. I'm not so sure, though, the toll money has to contribute to the Kennedy.
Yeah.
I've always wondered about that, man.
Yeah, I've kind of always wondered about that myself. It's one of those things where, you know, in Chicagoland, you know, they have a different philosophy of driving. You know, we have in Chicago, you had a relatively good mass transit system. Where here in Colorado, I don't understand why somebody, I mean, obviously the light rail has been a great thing, but man, to get into the mountains and those sorts of things, I see the stickers for the I-70 monorail, but I never hear anybody squawking about it.
Well, you got money and then you've got sprawl, and it's not the same as Chicago, where it's concentrated. And, you know, look, the L line only goes out as far, last time I was there, which was 3-4 years ago, the L line only goes out as far as the airport, as far as O'Hare, then stops.
Yeah, the L line, but all of the major suburbs going west, you know, from Naperville to Wheaton to Henson, they all have train depots.
That's true.
Every white-collar worker that has to go into the city doesn't have to get into the expressway. They can hop on a train, you know, go right downtown and be on their way to work.
Yeah, that's true, man. But standing in those L cars when it's hot outside and it's packed, that's brutal.
I've had to bring tools on the L train, so I completely understand.
Boy, that's brutal. What part of Chicago did you live in?
I lived in Bolingbrook my entire life, just west of Chicago off of I-55.
Oh, I know exactly where it is. I live in the South Loop.
You know, and then I also looked at, you know, what I paid for just a dinky little townhome in a total blue-collar suburb of Chicago is almost 4 to 5 times what I'm paying for property tax in Evergreen, Colorado, which is one of the nicest places you can live in Colorado, in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
So I look at what I pay a year in taxes here and there, and I know that living here your whole life, it's hard to grasp your, you know, wrap your head around $41 a year, but in the grand scheme of things, $41 a year is in squat. Like you were talking about tires, and I mean, I just actually had to have my 2008 Dodge Ram realigned to new tires, and I'm like, what in the world is going on here?
Well, it's the roads.
Yeah, absolutely, without a doubt.
All right, Tony, thanks, man.
Thank you very much.
Talk to you soon. Yeah, that's what they used to call it, Chicagoland. Chicagoland weather. Okay. 820, 20 minutes after 8 here, AM 760, Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. We're talking about 7600. We're talking about the gas, the fee to register your car to cover fixing the roads. All right, John Turk talks about what's on the roads here on AM 760. John.
Jay, a lot of cars on the road, southbound I-25, in the normal spots, 120th down to 84 speeds, in the teens and 20s there. And we got a crash still hanging around 20th Street. Backups there beginning around the turnpike. On the turnpike, heavy jams going westbound towards Boulder. Stop and go from McCaslin out to Foothills. Eastbound, also a struggle from Federal on to 25. If you're in Aurora, expect some pretty heavy jams heading southbound on 2 1/4 from Parker Road to 25. Used to seeing that. Rest of the drive, pretty standard for us, but it is pretty full out there. A nice day on tap as well. Could be a record breaker, partly sunny and warm with highs in the low 70s. A record of 72 was set back in 1901.
Get the good stuff!
Hey, Mike Waltrip here. You know those makeover shows where they turn a dumpy-looking house into something really special? Well, we'd like to do the same thing with your hat. So stop into any participating Napa Auto Parts store, and with a purchase, turn one of your old hats into a 2009 Napa Racing hat. And while you're in there, why not pick up some incredible Napa parts and give your car a makeover as well? The Napa Hat Swap. Limit one per customer. Only good while supplies last.
Yeah, Napa.
Get the good stuff!
E-demo with a free language lesson? So, what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-400-4943. 1-800-400-4943. 1-800-400-4943.
Dear Mom and Dad, well, the Army has finally seen fit to give me some time off, so I'm writing to tell you that I'm doing fine over here. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. To find out how you can help,
Visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
And now for the bonus round. How much wood would a woodchuck chuck?
Flapjacks.
Correct. What comes next in this series? Crustacean? Kumquat?
Anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Correct. How much money will you spend on gas when you rent movies from Netflix?
Zero.
Correct. Netflix. Rent as many movies as you want for only $8.99 a month. No late fees ever. Start your free trial today. Netflix.
See terms of use.
AM 760 is moving Tom Hartman.
Come on. Keep going.
No, we're not moving Tom. We're moving his show. You told us what you wanted to hear in the Progressive Forum on AM760.net. And starting today, it's Tom Hartman.
Me!
Afternoons 1 to 4 on AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
Chugging, got my chips cashed in. Keep trucking, like the Dugout Man. Together, more or less in line. Just keep trucking on.
Okay, we might as well just play music here until I get this all straightened out. Oh, man. Throw this out. 8:25, 25 minutes after the hour here. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Trucking. You know, if you're wondering what I'm doing here, I'm supposed to talk about the Mike Turner Law Firm, but I don't have my facts in front of me. All I can do is tell you they're great guys, but I want to have the phone number, you know? They're the attorneys I would trust under any circumstances. But if you've been hit by a car, you've had accidents, like me, I'm lucky I can get across the street without having one. Okay, missing in action. This is embarrassing. That's all I need on them. Okay, put that on the screen, would you? I carry all my stuff together in one torn envelope. So obviously somebody, the dog ate my homework.
You've had that envelope for 4 years, Jay.
I know it.
Here, it's in front. I got the information right in front of you.
You want me to just add a little bit?
Or do it in the next commercial break?
Oh, I'd live it right now. I don't care. What are they going to do, fire me? I'm missing half of my stuff here. All right. Let me tell you about Mike Turner and Scott Henderson. I'm breaking the radio rules here, but I'm going to do it anyway. Look, you know what? If you've been hit by an auto, you've been in an auto accident, somebody's hit you, you've hit somebody, and your insurance company just won't come through, just will not come through with the medical help that you need or the time and injury and suffering that you've endured, or if you have medical malpractice. I was talking to somebody else the other day about this. Friday I was talking to somebody about this. Any of these things, any of them, Mike Turner and Scott Henderson fight for big corporations, and they don't take any bull. These guys take no prisoners. They take no prisoners. That's what they're about. They've handled cases for me, John Turk, other people we know. So, look. You want the best representation? You want Mike Turner and Scott Henderson, 303-300-1661. That's 303-300-1661 or MikeTurnerLaw.com. How's that off the top of my head? You know why I can do that off the top of my head? Because I'm friends with those guys. And Scott, I hope Sonny's feeling better. All right, 828, 28 minutes after the hour. We're talking about the whole car thing. Let me get back on the phones. And we will go to Jane in Arvada. Jane, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jane in Westminster, but close enough.
Oh, it says Jane in Arvada in here, but you know what? That's
no
my
problem.
Fault.
Anyway, the reason I was calling is I had gone to Senator Hudak's town meeting, and she actually passed out something on Colorado Faster, which is the name of this House bill, or Senate Bill 108. And it's actually based on a weight vehicle registration fee.
Right.
And it's important to realize that this is not a tax. Tabor prevents the legislature from enacting a tax without going before the voters of the, you know, the voters. And so we have to do something more immediately before we do have a Minneapolis bridge collapse. And part of this, okay, the first weight is if you're less than 2,000 pounds, there's a bridge safety fee and road safety fee that comes up to 29. They're saying that between about 85% of all vehicles registered in Colorado weigh less than 5,000 pounds, which is interesting. Anything between 2,000 and 5,000 pounds has a bridge safety fee of 18 and a road safety fee of 23, adding up to $41. And that's where apparently most of the calls are generating. They're talking about that $41. A vehicle between 5,000 and 10,000 pounds, the total fee is $51. And between 10,000 and 16,000, 66, and then greater than 16,000 pounds, $71. Now, they also indicate that the bridge safety fee is going to be phased in over 2 years. That's just a portion of that fee. And that fee is going to be about half the amount shown in the table, you know, that they're indicating here. So there are a lot of components to this, and, you know, it's important to get better information when we're talking about this and to remember that it's a fee, not a tax.
Yeah, thanks. And it is a fee. And then the other thing is, in most states I've lived in, they usually go by two things. They usually go by the weight of your car and how much your car costs, or the depreciation that your automobile has gone through. And you're right, you can't have a tax. It's got to be a fee. And I don't understand why everybody's upset. I just really don't get it.
Well, I know that, you know, over the years I've been pretty close on my money, you know, with what I'm earning, and something like this does seem devastating. But I guess in a way this is more fair, you know, if I'm driving a, you know, a really heavy vehicle, that tends to do more road damage, whether it's a new car or an old car. And, you know, when they talk about some of these fancy, you know, sports cars, I suppose the weight on them doesn't wear down the highway as much as, you know, one of my old clunkers.
Well, somebody who has one of those fancy sports cars, that's not the case.
Oh, okay.
we get beat to death on the roads.
Well, no, but I mean beating up the road.
No, we don't. No, we don't do that. We suffer from the opposite.
Well, that's what I'm saying is, you know, your lighter weight vehicle probably isn't as damaging to the road.
No, that would probably be true. That would absolutely be true. But the, you know, I everybody I run across always says the same thing. Oh man, the roads in this state. So what are we going to do here? We're going to kick the can down the road, which is only going to make it more expensive. Or are we going to deal with it now?
Well, I choose to deal with it now, but I'm in these days, I, you know, I'm retired, so I don't have to use it every day. And, you know, sometimes I can save money by not having to go into work every day.
Yeah, well, and you know what?
It's better than it is for some people.
Yeah, and that's what's happening in the gas tax, too. People are driving less.
So I really do think it's a much more fair system simply because, well, it's based on what you use and how much, well, not so much how much you use it, but, you know, obviously, you know, some things are going to rip up the highway faster than others, and maybe it's really, I consider, I would call it a user fee almost, in that, you know, it's based on the amount of damage you're personally doing to the road with your vehicle.
Yep, I would, that's, you know what, that's a good point. And I've been saying tax, and that's not right, so it'd be a user fee.
That's how, you know, I think that's, you know, the importance of wording sometimes, you know, because I know that everybody thinks, well, we have Tabor, we're not supposed to be able to raise taxes. Well, and that's the actual thing that prevents us from maintaining these roads, you know, with all the effects that are coming in.
God, why did anybody vote for Tabor?
Oh, I don't know, but then, you know, Governor Ritter did put forth what was it, 59 this last time that could have, you know, handled this, you know, diverting some of the funds.
And it didn't make it.
Well, and so this, you know, I mean, at least our legislature, I've got to give them kudos for at least getting out there and trying to be proactive. Let's not wait till we have, you know, a huge liability because somebody, you know, the bridge collapsed and killed a bunch of people or something. You know, we're trying to do something before it's a tragedy. You know, and it's a convenience, too. I mean, you know, we have people coming in here supposedly, you know, bringing businesses in. They want to be able to get their products, their people to and from around the state. I just think that this is the kind of investment. I have to look at this as an investment rather than just a cost.
Yep, that's how I look at it, too. Jane, thanks for the great information.
Well, thank you.
All right. 8:33, 33 minutes after the hour, 303-713-7600. And let's take a look at what we're talking about here. Traffic with John Turk.
Jay, crews finally have gotten that crash at 20th Street on southbound 25, moved off the highway. Still really heavy backups from 58th Avenue past Spear Boulevard now. The rest of the drive starting to clear up a little bit. Still seeing the stop and go on southbound 225 from Parker Road down to the Tech Center. Also northbound side of 25 filling up there in the bridges from Emerson Street to around 6th Avenue. Also a little heavy, traveling westbound on the turnpike from McCaslin towards Foothills. A new surface street crash to avoid at Alameda and Sable there in Aurora. Your forecast, mostly sunny and warm with high winds this afternoon. We could break a record. Our old record of 72 was set in 1901. Look for anything between 69 degrees and 74 degrees today. Right now downtown, checking in at 46. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU evenings or online.
Putting the magic into Irvin Johnson took a lot of hard work, but the reward was worth it. Your hard work is rewarded at Rent-A-Center. Find the good stuff your family wants from Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more. No credit checks, no credit needed. And it's all backed by 100% satisfaction guarantee. Nice to know Rent-A-Center's working hard for you.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Picture this. You're standing in front of a steep hill. You're with a group, and they're already climbing. But you're having trouble breathing. You take a step, but they've already taken 10. You try to keep up, but you're falling behind. So you try harder. You're out of breath and frustrated. Not because you can't climb the hill, but because it's not a hill at all. It's a flight of stairs that might as well be a mountain. Now picture this. You come to National Jewish Health, the number one respiratory hospital in the country. You'll find world-renowned specialists that use state-of-the-art imaging, early detection, and the latest treatments to help improve your ability to breathe. Whether it's allergies, asthma, COPD, heart disease, or rheumatoid arthritis, we can help transform you into the picture of National Jewish Health. For more information, visit nationaljewish.org. National Jewish Health, science transforming life.
When a chip's smaller than a dollar bill, Elite Safe Light can usually repair it without removing the windshield. We inject our state-of-the-art resin right into the chip. A repair only takes about a half hour and costs a whole lot less than a replacement. Plus, with most insurance plans, it's free. That's right, free.
Just one call to 303-287-5000 and Elite Safe Light takes care of everything with your insurer.
Elite Repair, Elite Replace.
For fresh, delicious, New York-style sandwiches you'll crave, it's Deli Zone. Come in today and get a New York-style sub for only $4.99. For a slice of New York in your backyard, find a Deli Zone near you at DeliZone.net.
Credit card debt. It causes stress in your life, arguments with your loved ones,
and collection agents calling you nonstop.
If you feel like you're drowning in credit card debt with no way out, listen closely. No matter how high your credit card debt is, at Jordan McKenna, we're not here to judge you. We're here to help you. Together, we can reduce what you owe
and stop those collection calls.
We'll even design an affordable monthly payment plan. You could save thousands of dollars of your high-interest credit card debt. If you have over $5,000 in credit card debt, you could automatically qualify. Call Jordan McKenna now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Find out how to reduce what you owe,
stop the never-ending collection calls,
and get out from under the mountain of credit card debt. For your free, no-obligation consultation, call now. 800-501-7781. That's 800-501-7781. Don't miss out. Call 800-501-7781.
Hey, thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at AAAHomeImprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
8:38, 38 minutes after the hour here. AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. 303-713-7600. We're talking about Bill Ritter's going to sign a vehicle registration fee to pay for the bridge and highway repairs on the verge of becoming law. Governor Bill Ritter plans to sign the measure. Senate Bill 108 today, excuse me, near a bridge on Interstate 25 in Thornton. The bridge is among 126 rated as poor by state engineers at a cost of $19 million. And the bill phases in tax fee hikes, not a tax, but fee hikes, over 3 years for owners of passenger cars, sport utility vehicles, and it would ultimately mean a phasing in an extra $41 a year. So you wouldn't have to pay it right away, but it's going to be phased in. And I agree with it, even though there's a lot of you at 303-713-7600 who don't. Here's Rob in Lakewood. Rob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. How's it going?
Good so far.
Very good. Well, you know, I can understand it. It's probably not going to affect me that much, but I do disagree a little bit of it. And what you said earlier is exactly why so many of these Audi and Lexus driving Republicans are going to be so angry about. But I do have a solution. I do have a solution for some of the more common folk like me. Buy from a private owner. You know, we need money more than these dealerships go. I mean, we all need money. And if you're selling a car, you know, buy from a private owner. Take your time. Check it out. Some people are going to push you, but you know, you can deal with that. And
yeah, but the only trouble with that idea is what do you do about those people who are working at these dealerships? You're depriving them of an income, and when you buy a car from somebody who you don't know, you're taking a huge roll of the dice.
Well, anytime you buy it from a private owner, there's going to be things probably around $500 worth of stuff you're going to have to get fixed, right? Like right off the bat, there's always tune-ups and things like that you're going to have to get fixed, but what you can do with a private owner to eliminate your registration fees is what I have done ever since I've been able to drive since I was 18. I, you know, get from a private owner, and then when you sign on the title, you pay in cash, and you pay, you write on the title, a lot. You have an agreement with the seller to put on the title. You sold it for a lot less than you actually did, and then you don't have to pay very much for your registration.
But that's, you know what? But that's,
bucks.
Wait a minute, though. That's gaming the system.
I did. I gotta save money, man.
Yeah, but you're gaming the system.
I barely get by, dude. I don't know how.
I don't care. I don't care whether you're barely. I don't care whether you're, you know, barely getting by or not. You're gaming the system. That's not fair.
My good friend, Sarah, she's the same age as me, 28, and she is a waiter, and she barely gets by, and she just had to pay. She just had to drive around, basically, at risk of being pulled over and cited for expired tags because she had to wait 3 months before she could cough up the $500 for her sort of new car. It's ridiculous, these prices. It's
well, you may think it's ridiculous, but let me ask you something. If they're all ridiculous and you think it's okay to game the system, then how do you propose to get the roads and bridges fixed?
You can't tell me that they don't already have a buttload of money. They need to use the money wiser.
No, that's not what I ask you. They don't have a buttload full of money. And what I'm asking you is that if your idea of how to do this is gaming the system and driving around for 3 months with expired tags, then, you know, and that this $41 fee phased in is wrong, then please tell me your idea on how to fix the roads and the bridges, which are in crummy shape in this state.
As long as it's the same percentage for everybody, you know, I guess that's fair. We got to do what we got to do.
Wait a minute. Why should somebody, as Jane pointed out, why should somebody who's driving a heavier vehicle pay the same thing as somebody who's driving a lighter one?
Well, I can understand that also. That's fair.
All right. So in other words,
but I generally disagree with it. Because people
well,
are
how,
pay
how are you,
a lot
how,
of money
how,
when they go
okay, well, then how
year.
Do you, okay, then I'll disagree with it, too, if you can demonstrate to me a way to fix the roads and the bridges.
They just need to use the money wiser they already have.
They don't have it. That's what you can't see. They don't have it because gasoline taxes are not going to meet the burden that we is not going to meet the revenue burden that we need.
Well, when you think about all the people, and I'm not like a math whiz, but You think about all the new cars, what's the percentages of people that buy new cars? And then that,
right now it's pretty low.
That amount of people that already have nice cars, there's a lot of nice cars on the road, man. I see them every day. And all those people that have all those nice cars pay quite a bit of money once a year when they renew their tags, man. And I just don't think it needs to be any higher. They need to use the money wiser.
You know what? They don't have the money. And I'll ask you once again, since the funds are limited, how would you fix the 126 bridges that are currently in bad shape, which could amount to $19 million? Where are you going to get the $19 million from?
Well, we're getting a whole bunch of money from Uncle Sam.
But we don't have it right now. We don't have it. We don't have it right now, and we don't know how much it's going to be. And we're going to use that money to try to put people to work. And this thing here will not only fix the roads and the bridges, but it'll also put people to work.
Understandable. Speaking of work, that's where I got to go, and I hope you guys have a great day.
Okay, you too, man.
Peace.
See ya. Okay, where do you want to go? Let's go to Jim in Boulder County. Jim, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Hi.
I was going to start out I'm on disability, and you know, I have a fixed income of $674, and $41 at one time is, you know, gonna hurt no matter what. Now what I just heard you say that it goes up over 3 years, that's gonna make it a lot easier because I can adjust to it.
Yeah, it's phased in.
Yeah, that sounds better. The other thing is that I wish that we could somehow get rid of Tabor because it was, you're right, it's a really stupid law that we were afraid the government was going to tax us to death. And
well, why did people vote for this thing?
It was at the time it sounded right, and that's all I can remember about it. At the time it sounded okay, and that's all I can remember because it was a long, long time ago. Now the other thing, since this last caller, I don't believe that he is correct in his statement about your charge, your vehicle tax based on what you paid for the car or what they think you paid for the car. I think it's coming off of a chart. I know after the first year it comes off of a chart.
Yeah, the older your car gets, the fee starts to drop.
It drops way down. Now, I've got an old 91 truck, and I'm paying a little bit less every year. But they never ask me how much, you know. They ask me at the very beginning when I had to pay sales tax on the car.
Right.
But after that, the value that you're charged on for your registration comes off of a chart of how much that car is worth, not anything else. And so,
I think it's also based on weight too, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's based on a number of things, but the part that has the value of the car in it. You know, you drive a $60,000 car, and I drive a $600 car. That amount of tax or that amount of the fees or taxes that are charged based on how much the car is worth isn't determined by the owner of the vehicle. It's determined by the state from a chart, not his lying on his registration form. See?
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Right. The only thing he says by lying on his registration form is sales tax from the initial sale.
Right.
You know, and so he's cheating the system there.
Yeah, he's gaming the system.
But otherwise, for the rest of the life of the car, it does nothing to do with his license plates. So he's not saving any money every year like he thinks he is. So, you know, that's the way it goes.
Yeah, well, there's always people out there who think they can game the system and get a shortcut. But there, you know what? In the end, there is no shortcut.
No, and I'm in total agreement.
Do we lose you?
With that, it does hurt me more to have an increase of something because of my fixed income. That's all.
But you do use the roads.
Well, no, yeah, I have no, Jay, I have no problem.
Yeah.
You see, I have no problem with the concept of getting more money for the roads. That's not a problem. But I really wish that somehow it could be that, you know, someone that's making, you know, like the big bucks like you are when you make, what, $500,000 a year?
Ah, yeah, right, yeah, right, sure. Yeah.
Well,
you
Russ
bet.
Makes 38 million. So don't you think Clear Channel should come up, you know?
Look, let me tell you something. The way things are in this economy, I'm lucky I got a gig, man.
Yeah, well, anyway, I wish there was another way to do it. But I'm just...
I do, too. You know,
I agree. It has to be done. And I'm willing to pay for it to get done.
I'm with you. But if we don't do it, and this is what I keep trying to drive home to some of the callers, if we don't do it, it's just going to cost more a year or 2 years from now.
Well, that's, yes. There's, you know, it costs, you know, everything's gone up in price. And so, you know, and asphalt is a petroleum-based product.
That's right.
And so every time, you know, we delay putting, a stretch of asphalt down or filling up a pothole or whatever we're doing, you know, if we wait a year, it's going to cost more than it would have last year.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Jim?
And, you know, repairing a bridge versus replacing a bridge, you know, there's no difference. I mean, there's a whopping difference in cost between repairing something and replacing it. So there's, you know, no question that we should be doing more all the time.
Well, it's either do it now or pay a ton more later. Hey, Jim.
Yeah.
Thank you, man. Great call.
Okay. Bye-bye.
See ya. Good call from Jim. 8:50, 50 minutes after the hour here, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Great traffic from John Turk.
Jay, for some reason, we got a lot of traffic leaving Castle Rock this morning. Stop-and-go conditions from Founders Parkway up to Surrey Ridge. Pretty long stretch. Expect to add about 15 to 20 minutes to that trip. Also going to be a little busy for you there from Lincoln up to 6th Avenue. Southbound side really starting to shape up for us. Jams are kind of non-existent there in Northland, but we do see some heavier jams from 70 past Spear Boulevard. Also had a crash there around 20th. It's added to these late delays. 225, also a little bit of a struggle from Parker Road down to 25, but volumes are decreasing. Speeds are starting to increase a little bit. Also, a little bit of traffic heading westbound, on the turnpike from Sheridan past Wadsworth. Your forecast, mostly sunny and warm. High winds this afternoon. Could break a record today of 72. That was set back in 1901. Your current downtown temperature is 50 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU evenings or online.
Did you know that the XL Solar Rewards rebate, combined with Independent Power Systems Community Pricing Discount, can reduce the cost of a solar system by up to 50%? Learn how you can take advantage of these discounts and the 30% investment tax credit with Independent Power Systems' free seminar about creating a solar community. IPS, the Coors Field Solar Experts free seminar, is Wednesday, March 4th, 7 p.m. at the Highlands Ranch Northridge Recreation Center. Independent Power Systems will help answer your questions about solar energy and teach you how to eliminate your electric bill for life. That's Wednesday, March 4th, 7 p.m. at the Highlands Ranch Northridge Rec Center. Or for more, go to solarips.com/Northridge, solarips.com/Northridge, to RSVP for this free seminar. Brought to you by Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field Solar Experts.
Big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at aaahomeimprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
Post.com. You'll still get the news, only now in the Post.
8:52, 52 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talks. I was saying that one guy, you buy a car from somebody you don't know, and you're rolling the dice. You buy a car from somebody who you do know, and you're going to walk away, or drive away, I should say, with ultimate satisfaction. And that's Rocky's Autos. where they lay all their cards out on the table. You know exactly what's going on. They've got a great selection of clean, late-model, previously owned vehicles, like Volkswagens and Saabs and Hondas and Toyotas and Nissans and Fords and Chevys and Dodges. They even have a BMW there, and they got some Vets. I mean, they've really got it all at Rockies. And this is the thing. You know who you're dealing with, and you know what the situation is, and they are not going to try to rip you off, because that's not what they're about. If they wanted to do that, they wouldn't have been around since 1982. And great people out there, over 100 people dedicated to making your buying experience a good one. Start with Spanky Herrera. Hook up with Uncle Fester, better name is George. Get in touch with Freddie Librato. Talk to Johnny Mays. Talk to any of the folks at Rockies Autos, Gerard Menard, Jules. They'll help you out, and they'll make sure that you get a great deal, because that's what they're all about. As I said, they've been around since 1982, and they're Colorado's number one volume dealer. You don't get that way by ripping people off. It just doesn't happen. Rockies Autos open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., and they also want to see your trade-in, too. I don't want to leave that part out. Rockies Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Did you know that term life insurance rates have fallen over 60% in the last 10 years? I'm Byron Udell, founder of AccuQuote. At AccuQuote.com, we monitor the rates, features, and financial strength of hundreds of life insurance products. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can protect his family with $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $19 a month. Female rates are even lower. And don't forget to ask us about the new term life policies that guarantee your money back even if you don't die. Since 1986, we've helped hundreds of thousands of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Why not find out how much you can save? Write down this number and call today for your free quote. Call 800-500-3353. One 5-minute call is all it takes. 800-500-3353. That's 800-500-3353.
Dave Arvin on the radio turning about 20 shades of green, 8:55, 55 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today could get up to 74. We're talking about the fee that will hike the cost of owning a vehicle, which ultimately makes it phase in at $41, and Bill Ritter is going to sign that bill today. And let's go to Ron in Denver. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi, Ron.
How are you?
You really want to know? I'm fighting off the flu.
I'm sorry to hear that. My daughter's sick, too.
Oh, geez, I hope she feels better than me.
You gonna come wash your car today?
I should, shouldn't I? But I got a slight problem, which I'll come by and explain to you as soon as I can.
Fair enough.
You know? But,
Well, you know, on this, I look forward to hearing about that. I hope nothing too tragic.
No, let's just call it a little body ding.
Okay, all right. So a little restyling.
A little restyling, and then I will wash it.
Fair enough.
So what do you think?
Well, I don't really have an issue with the $41. I don't think that's a problem. Actually, I have a bigger issue with more expensive cars paying more in registration fees. I think that's, you know, my cars don't tear up the road any more than my cars than when I was a teenager. So I don't think that because some of my cars are expensive, I should pay more than the inexpensive cars. I think I pay enough. I pay more in sales tax because I bought a more expensive car, and that's the tax I should be paying.
Yeah, that's a little hard to take when you end up in a situation where you pay high sales tax and then you turn around to go register your car and you get hit again.
I don't think that's fair. I don't think I should be punished for buying a car that puts more money into the economy and costs more money to maintain and I paid more in income tax to be able to buy it. and then I get dinged again.
Yeah, you know what? I don't have a logical comeback to this. I just don't have one. You and I are going to have to take this up the next time I see you, which will be pretty soon.
Fair enough.
Ron, thanks, man. You're the best.
My pleasure. Nice talking to you.
All right, good to talk to you. That's really a good guy. Frontline Car Wash, Colorado Boulevard. You got to go there. All right, coming up, the Fairness Doctrine. What in the world happened there?
What's great about the iPhone is that if you want to listen to AM 760 while you're away from your radio, there's an app for that. Yep, on AM760.net. It's Colorado's Progressive Talk on your iPhone.
TopDot is a licensed mortgage banker, rates based on an APR of 6.875%.
The following is a special report from TopDot Mortgage. In today's top story, a toll-free hotline has been established to help all homeowners who are stuck in adjustable rate or high interest rate mortgages. The Federal Housing Administration has already helped over 400,000 homeowners refinance their mortgages with HUD's Affordable Mortgage Insurance Program, with fixed interest rates starting as low as 5%. Call the hotline now at 1-800-300-4011. Again, a toll-free hotline has been established for all homeowners in adjustable rate or high interest rate mortgages, even if you have less than perfect credit. And when you call now, you can get an absolutely free quote to see how low your interest could fall. This opportunity may only be available for a limited time. And again, your credit score may not even be a factor. So call now. That toll-free number again is 1-800-300-4011. That's 1-800-300-4011. 1-800-300-4011.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. Now on your iPhone and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. From bad to worse, on Wall Street, share prices are sinking again, with the Dow falling below 7,000 for the first time in a dozen years. Right now, it's down about 168 points below 6,900. And the NASDAQ is off 27 points. Investment advisor Hugh Johnson says people need to protect themselves from future market hits.
Under these conditions, you have to be defensive and have a low allocation to equities, no matter where you think the stock market is going.
Uncle Sam has announced another infusion of money to keep the insurance giant AIG from going under. This time it amounts to $30 billion. Economist Peter Morici says not the end of it. The
federal government is putting more capital in and taking a larger ownership stake in the company. This means more risk for the taxpayer and that the financial system continues to be threatened.
Morici says the country's economic woes won't be cured until the federal government addresses the collapse of the housing industry. The East is being hammered by a March storm that could dump a foot or more of snow in some sections. CBS's Dave Price is in the New York suburb of Bronxville.
The snow has battered this community like so many others up and down the East Coast. This morning, up to half a foot, compounded by cold weather and blowing winds, making for a sloppy morning commute. Ron Silvestri is trying to get to New York. How bad is it this morning?
Worse than I expected, but it's still not too bad. The trains are running. And our building, I took care of the sidewalk, so I'm in pretty good shape.
It's March. Are you done with this?
Yes, I am. I can't wait for spring.
Dave Price, CBS News, Bronxville, New York.
The Supreme Court is hearing arguments in a key case on the use of genetic evidence in criminal trials. With the details, CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato.
Should prisoners be given broad access to DNA evidence to try to prove their innocence? Representing an Alaska rape victim, attorney Paul Cassell tells the high court no, there should be limits.
Victims should have rights in the process, particularly to be treated with fairness and respect for their privacy and dignity.
Ricky Johnson is all for giving prisoners any and all DNA evidence. It proved he was innocent of rape, but only after he spent 25 years behind bars in Louisiana.
The guy that had committed the crime was there in the prison with me for 24 years.
Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is using an international gathering in Egypt to drive home the Obama administration's goal of getting Mideast peace talks back on track.
The United States is committed to a comprehensive peace between Israel and its Arab neighbors, and we will pursue it on many fronts.
Well, researchers writing in the Journal of the American Medical Association say the type A flu bug appears to be getting stronger against the drug Tamiflu. Dr. Edward Chapnick is with Maimonides Med Center in New York City.
What this study showed was the injectable vaccine seems to have been more effective than the live nose drop vaccine.
This is CBS News.
Control.
You expect it from your brakes. At Midas, you're in control of your brakes maintenance, too, with up to $40 off brake pads or shoes installed. Right now, we'll take a thorough look at your entire brake system. And only if you need them, install new brake pads or shoes. That's up to $40 off brake pads or shoes. Midas, we're on this road together.
$20 per X on most vehicles ends April 4th at participating Midas.
Now, another reason to switch to GEICO.
Every month we get lots of letters telling us how much folks like GEICO's claim service. And I quote, "The adjuster assigned to my claim was incredible. He walked me through everything." Then there's this one. GEICO.com is very useful and lets you track your claims. And this. "I filed a claim at 4:15 on Thursday afternoon and my car was in the shop at 10 a.m. on Friday." And my personal favorite, "Easy squeezy lemon peasy."
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update. Newspaper readers in Denver this week begin to get used to getting their print news from the Denver Post only. The Poynter Institute's Rick Edmonds says the Post did the right thing by hiring several of the Rockies columnists and reporters.
There's at least a possibility that the Post will be strengthened and be able to field a bigger team and a bigger report and may pick up some breadth and depth of coverage.
Despite of the loss of several newspapers around the country, Edmonds does not believe journalism is dying. He says after the recession is over, some papers will come back even stronger. Governor Ritter will sign a bill today to raise vehicle registration fees. Democrats say the money is needed to repair the state's roads and bridges and create thousands of construction jobs. Republicans, like State Senator Mark Scheffel, tell 9 News they're against it.
Not in this economy, not right now. They're cutting back on how they're feeding their family. They're having trouble paying their bills. They've got all kinds of issues. And to add this on is simply too much.
The governor will sign the bill at a bridge in Thornton that is in need of repair. Don't ignore the signs while you're on the slopes. 5-weekend powder hounds at Aspen Highlands can attest to that. The 5 face maximum $1,000 fines after allegedly skiing in a closed area at the top of Highland Bowl. And while the eastern seaboard's getting pummeled with snow, February set a record as Denver's least snowiest ever. The National Weather Service says Denver recorded less than 1/10 of an inch of snow last month. March, of course, is typically Colorado's snowiest month. Sports: Broncos wide receiver Brandon Marshall in trouble again, arrested for disorderly conduct in Atlanta, and the Nuggets lose to Indiana 100-94. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
We're northbound I-25, still a little bit slow as you're trying to get out of Castle Rock, making your way towards Castle Pines. Now, speeds will pick up by the time you get on into the tech center, making your way under the bridges past DU. 270 getting back to normal, same deal on 76, both in and out of Brighton. 10 to 15 minutes is all that you take as you're driving across Aurora, direction of 225 between I-70 and I-25. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Dr. Cog, Ride Arrangers. Fight rising gas prices with help from Ride Arrangers. Call 303-458-POOL or visit drcog.org for a free list of carpool partners or van pools in your area. Spend a little time with Ride Arrangers. Save a lot on gas.
AM 760 is moving Tom Hartman.
Come on. Get going.
No. We're not moving Tom. We're moving his show. You told us what you wanted to hear in the Progressive Forum on AM760.net. And starting today, it's Tom Hartman.
Me!
Afternoons 1 to 4 on AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
Jay Marvin.
Jay Marvin.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin Show.
Hey, Jay!
Jay Marvin!
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM760, Progressive Talk.
Seven minutes after 9, AM 760, Progressive Talk. The Senate voted to ban the reinstatement of the Fairness Doctrine, a long defunct broadcasting regulation that has been off the books since 1987. The adopting the amendments to the D.C. House Voting Rights Act today, the amendment sponsored by Senator Jim DeMint, would not only ban the Fairness Doctrine, but it would also provide the Federal Communications Commission, it would forbid them from encouraging broadcasters to air local news and information, children's programming, and public safety alerts. The amendment by Senator Richard Durbin, however, reinforces or refocuses the DeMint Amendment to narrow the issue of the Fairness Doctrine and ban and reaffirms existing laws that describe the FCC to promote diversity and media ownership. Our special guest, he's been on here before, Craig Aaron from Free Press. Craig, good morning and welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me back, Jay.
And I apologize for my bumbling around, but I'm not in the best of health situation here this morning. The Fairness Doctrine. You know, the thing was like a straw man that the Republicans created, I think, since there was nobody really, very few Democrats really, who were talking about this, and the White House said that they were cool to the idea, too.
Yeah, I mean, this is just totally political theater. This is a bill, passed a bill to invalidate a regulation that's been dead and gone for 20 years. Your Congress at work. I think they ran out of post offices to name or something. But, you know, this is really just theater. The Republicans have run out of things that they can rally the troops with, and they found the Fairness Doctrine to be one of those. Now, unfortunately, in some ways, the Democrats have played right into this with senators like Debbie Stabenow and Tom Harkin and others going out and saying, oh, Fairness Doctrine, that might be a good idea. Maybe we should have that back. I don't like the fact that radio is dominated by conservatives and, you know, sort of adding fuel to the fire. But there's no bill. There hasn't been a bill introduced since the Democrats have controlled Congress to reinstitute the Fairness Doctrine. Barack Obama says he doesn't want it. Michael Copps, the acting chair of the FCC, says he doesn't want it back. And so finally, the Democrats basically said, okay, you guys want to get rid of the Fairness Doctrine, which doesn't exist? Fine. We're gonna let that go through, but we're not gonna let you do what Jim DeMint then tried to do, which is invalidate really important regulations saying, you know, we're gonna have children's programming and stations should serve local communities. So Dick Durbin stepped in and said, you know, look, we're not going down there. He caught what the Republicans were trying to do and passed his amendment, which basically takes out all the dangerous stuff that DeMint was trying to do and just leaves this in place, at least in this Senate bill, which, of course, is completely unrelated to the media. It's about voting rights in D.C., and says, okay, you've had your vote. We're going to get rid of the Fairness Doctrine. And what happens? You know, it's not 5 minutes later that Rush Limbaugh and everybody else is saying, Dick Durbin's trying to sneak in the Fairness Doctrine through the back door, even though the Senate just voted 87-11 to get rid of the Fairness Doctrine, which we already didn't have.
I found their reasoning about the Fairness Doctrine to be absolutely incredible. Rush Limbaugh wrote an open letter to the Wall Street Journal, and I am now convinced that I'm smarter than he is, because it was so sophomoric and so ridiculous that, I mean, how does anybody take that seriously?
Well, what I loved about it was that he basically accused Obama, put out a statement saying, you know, through Robert Gibbs or through one of the other spokesmen in the White House, saying we're not for the Fairness Doctrine. So you guys can calm down. We don't want it back. And then Limbaugh went on the air in this letter claiming that the only reason he did that is because Limbaugh had submitted this piece to the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
The president has time to undercut Limbaugh's, you know, op-eds in the Wall Street Journal. I mean, it's totally delusional, and yet, you know, it's like the issue that won't die, even though, you know, no, anybody who's seriously working on media policy, no organization, Free Press, Common Cause, Consumers Union, anybody who works on media policy in Washington, none of them are pushing for it. The blogosphere is not pushing for it. There's no movement to push for this except for a few offhanded comments from members of Congress. And yet, you know, hour after hour has been filled up, you know, these political stunts. This, you know, if you saw Jim DeMint's speech on the floor of Congress.
Oh, I did see it.
It was like, you know, a flashback to, you know, the 50s or something, screaming about socialism and, you know, all these kind of things. I mean, it's just completely unhinged.
Yeah, here's a little bit of what DeMint had to say.
And I urge all of my colleagues, don't buy these lame arguments that it's not germane to this constitutional debate right now. Don't buy this argument that it's not relevant because no one's bringing it up. Because we've seen what people can sneak into bills that we don't get a chance to read. We need to make it a law that the FCC or this Congress cannot implement any aspect of the fairness doctrine.
Oh, sneaking in bills that nobody gets a chance to read? Now, who in the world would do anything like that? Right?
Yeah, no, it's great. And it's like nobody, you know, as soon as the new administration comes in, it's like everyone's memory is erased or something like that. You know, and even in the media that's been covering this issue, while they say this is the back door, no, this isn't the back door. All Durbin's amendment did was say we have existing laws on the books that say the FCC has to pay attention to localism and diversity and competition, and we're not going to let this political stunt take that away. That's all I'm doing. He was very clear, gave a very eloquent speech in response to DeMint, who was ranting about socialism and all these things. And yet, you know, still they're feeding the beast. You know, they're raising money. They're going out with lots of direct mails. You know, I think the best thing that the Democrats can do now is say, we voted it. It's gone. The fairness doctrine is not coming back. Let's move on and work on some of the real problems actually facing this country. Clearly, the Republicans aren't interested in that at the moment, but I think that's what they've got to do. They just got to, you know, leave the fairness doctrine dead and gone where it's been since 1987, and let's start working on some of these real issues, including crucial media issues that we need to take up in the months ahead. If they don't stop talking about the fairness doctrine, if they don't, you know, if they play into this game, then any kind of issue, regulation, new rules that we need, including things that are absolutely content neutral, the Republicans are going to try to paint as the fairness doctrine. They've essentially set a bar that says anything any Democrat brings up about media, it's the fairness doctrine.
Yeah. Do we really need the fairness doctrine, sir, in an ideal situation?
Not really. I don't think we do, because I think we want to move toward a situation where the government's not in the content regulation business. What we need to be focusing on is media ownership. If you want to look at how Rush Limbaugh became Rush Limbaugh and how, you know, all the Rush Limbaugh clones got carried on the air, it has everything to do with who owns the media. And it wasn't the decline of the fairness doctrine. It was the increase of media consolidation. It was, you know, the big chains going from, you know, 60 stations, 50 stations apiece to close to 1,000 stations and putting in the same cookie-cutter content. And they came up on a formula, a successful formula, don't get me wrong, entertaining even, and then they just pushed it into every market. So what we need to look at is ownership. How are we going to restore local ownership, local accountability? How are we going to, you know, this crazy idea of, you know, what if we actually let local people run local radio stations talking about local issues? We used to have it. There's a lot of these big companies that are now struggling, laying people off. Lots of talented radio people are losing their jobs because of bad business decisions, because of debt, because of, you know, these terrible policies. We need to be focused on that, not on what's fair and balanced, this, that, or the other thing. Because, you know, the next FCC, if it were a Republican FCC, you know, they would use something like the Fairness Doctrine to go after liberal advocacy journalism or what have you, and you know, it's really ends up being a waste of time. As far as I'm concerned, they should get out of the fleeting expletive business as well, and let's focus on these actual structures, these things that matter, like ownership, creating new opportunities. There's a bill in Congress right now that would support low-power FM, community radio, HR 1147. Let's focus on things like that. They're going to get more voices out there, more speech, more options, not try to put the FCC in charge of regulating speech.
9:16, 60 minutes after the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Craig Aaron with me from Free Press. I maintain, though, that their argument about free speech is a red herring, because there's no free speech in the workplace. I mean, anybody who's been in radio for any length of time, particularly before consolidation, who was a disc jockey or a talk show host or whatever it is, management always had the right to come to you and say, don't do this.
No question.
You have, you know, don't do it on the air. Or why are you doing this? And then, of course, when you were a disc jockey, they had the famous hotline, which would ring and between records, and the PD would, you know, chew you out for something. And these guys like Limbaugh are pretending that, oh, you're shutting down my right of free speech. There never was a right of free speech in this medium.
Well, I think that's right. And the other thing to remember, though, about the Fairness Doctrine is when it was in place, you know who loved to file Fairness Doctrine complaints was the Eagle Forum and Brent Bozell's group and all these right-wingers, you know, going after people for things they perceived to be liberal. So, and it wasn't really enforced. It didn't really work. And that's why I think, again, we got to come back to media consolidation as the core issue here, because you know, the you don't have that right necessarily, but if there are a lot of different owners willing to experiment, willing to give people chances, willing to, you know, put in new formats, we're going to have a lot more choices, a lot more options, a lot more viewpoints. The problem is, in so many places now, they've shut down the local news operations. They've got rid of the local news staff, and they're just pumping in, you know, Limbaugh or whoever, coast to coast, and it's no longer serving communities. And then they want to know why people aren't tuning into the radio. I mean, look.
Well, it's because there's no content.
That's right. That's right. There's no content that they care about, and you're not serving the entire audience. I mean, here we are in a country that just elected Barack Obama, and the top five chains, 90% of their talk programming is conservative. Now, you can't tell me that 90, as entertaining as Rush Limbaugh or whoever might be, you can't tell me that 90% of the radio audience is actually conservative. Doesn't make sense.
No, it's cheap.
That's right. That's right.
And that's their bottom exactly line. Right. That's their bottom line is money.
No question. You,
the whole idea that the licensee serves the community is dead.
Well, and that's the real tragedy here. I mean, it used to matter when the FCC called you up. You used to have to go and talk to your local community about how you're doing. Now, look, nobody's taking away radio licenses. There's been, you know, one radio license taken away, or a TV license for something like this, and that was a station owned by the Klan in the 1960s. That's not really what we're talking about here, but what we are talking about is let's restore some of that local accountability. You know, these are the public airwaves. They have a lot of value, and if you're going to have a license, you should have to do more than fill out a postcard every 8 years. You should actually have to go out and engage with your community.
Well, you used to have community ascertainment. You had closer inspection by the FCC over how many public service announcements you ran, what your news content was. And I can think of one other radio station, too, by the way, that lost its license in the 60s. And there have been others, but this was KRLA. And here's an example about why they lost their license. I mean, they ran the KRLA Mystery Man, and somebody found the KRLA Mystery Man all right in Honolulu, Hawaii. So they get busted for that and other problems. And even then, they didn't go dark. They just their money, any money that they made, went to KCET, the public television station in Los Angeles at the time. But there's no concentrated effort by any of these organizations to really, you know, it used to be that you could drive into a town, you could listen to talk radio, you could even listen to music radio, and you get a sense or a taste of what these towns were like. Now, you don't have any idea whether you're point A or point B because they all sound the same.
That's absolutely right. It's on the talk side, on the music side, and that is such a shame because that used to be what was so amazing about radio. You know, and there are people holding on, people still doing great local shows, but it's getting harder and harder to do that, and it's getting harder and harder for people to even get the opportunity, you know, to come in, to try out, develop their talents, make mistakes, you know, go to another market, really learn the business. And there's all these radio professionals now who are, you know, unfortunately losing their jobs, out of work, talented people who know how to run a good radio station, but the suits who aren't even in their communities aren't letting them do it.
Yeah, there's a lot of people who I know who are friends of mine that are stuck in this position. Well, you're going to have to take on the National Association of Broadcasters.
With pleasure.
You're not scared of that?
Well, you know, they spend a lot of money. They're a big force here in Washington. But, you know, I think people are getting to a point where they're really having to start to ask these serious questions. You know, if the media, using the public airwaves, the media that we need to hold our leaders accountable, isn't doing the job, then we need to change the way that works. We need to put incentives in to encourage local ownership. We need to look at new models that are actually going to support, you know, something very real happening right there in Denver right now. Local newspapers that do serious reporting. And, you know, we need to start changing that conversation to where it's not just, well, it's just the business. Well, if the business isn't providing what we want, we need to start looking at other alternatives. We need to start organizing and getting involved to change that media system. And it's folks like the NAB who have been standing in the way of that for too long, who've gutted this system. I mean, the system we have now isn't natural. It's a result of these politics and policies and decisions that for too long went on behind closed doors with folks like the NAB and the National Cable and Telecommunications Association and AT&T and Verizon and all the rest. The decisions have been made for them. They're the ones who created this system where, you know, local newspapers, they're even profitable, can't survive because the debt load is so big, where local radio people are getting forced out because their bosses bought too many stations at one time. You know, that's what we got to start looking at and starting to change, or we're gonna lose, you know, even the good stuff that's left.
Yeah, well, we lost the Rockies, so we're now down to one newspaper, and I believe radio is going to have serious trouble as technology continues to go on, only because they don't present very compelling content in most cases. Craig, thank you. I appreciate it. People want to get involved with Free Press. How do they do it?
They go to freepress.net, sign up. We'll send you just occasional emails when there's something going on where you can really make a difference. And all the information on all of our campaigns is there at freepress.net.
Okay, Craig, we'll talk to you again soon.
All right, thanks, Jay.
Okay, there's Craig Aaron from Free Press. Go to freepress.net and sign up. And, you know, it's your chance to get into the dialogue about the media. 923, 23 minutes after the hour, AM 760, Progressive Talk, John Turk with traffic.
Late unusual jams coming out of Castle Rock this morning. Northbound 25 really full and slow. Founders Parkway up to Surrey Ridge. Add about 15 to 20 to that trip. Southbound side shaping up, but still just a little sluggish there from 70 past Spear Boulevard heading into downtown. One crash out there. It's in the surface streets of Arapahoe Road and Parker. Your forecast could be a record breaker, anywhere from 69 to 74 degrees. Also could be a little windy this afternoon. Our record of 72 was set.
This is our moment.
I never thought I'd live to see the day, but it actually happened.
This is our time.
Barack Obama was elected president. Now I have a chance to share this moment with my children and their children.
Relive Barack Obama's victory speech and get a peek at rare photos and video with this commemorative DVD from the Chicago Sun-Times. Just $10.99 plus free shipping. Go to suntimes.com/ccc or call 866-236-5696.
Yes, we did.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney. Finalized the contract. Demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code ONLINE to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset, too. Remember that code, ONLINE, to qualify for the free VoIP headset. It's now part of Cisco, used by over 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code ONLINE. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Information Kit. Everything you need to know about owning and operating your own DVD kiosk. But you must call now, as territories are filling up. Visit DVDnow.net or call 866-708-6232. That's 866-708-6232. 866-708-6232.
Mornings are rough enough without wondering if you're going to newspaper or not,
especially if you haven't had your coffee yet.
Hello, I'm Dean Singleton, publisher of the Denver Post.
And I'm Greg Moore, editor of the Post. We want you to know you're going to get a newspaper.
If you've been getting the Rocky Mountain News, you'll be getting a new newspaper, the Denver Post.
But if you've been getting the Post, you'll find a lot that's new. Some of the Rockies' best writers and columnists are coming over.
People like David Krieger in sports, editorial writer Vincent Carroll, columnist Penny Parker, Tina Griego, and Mike Litwin, and Pulitzer Prize finalist Kevin Vaughn are all making the move.
As are all of the Rockies comics and many of his puzzles.
If you subscribe to the news, you'll now get the Post at the same rate, same terms, uninterrupted. For more information, please go to DenverPost.com.
You'll still get the news,
only now in the Post.
Twenty-seven minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today around 74. All right, it's open phones. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about. 303-713-7600. I got two lines open. Whatever it is that's on your mind, let's go for it at 303-713-7600. And we go to David in Denver. David, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing
Yeah, on this fairness doctrine thing. I think I agree with a lot of people that a new fairness doctrine isn't needed. It would be kind of a mess to administer, and it isn't going to work. But I think is more reasonable is for the FCC and the Antitrust Division of the Justice Department to look at diversity in ownership, especially in large markets, as being a major problem. We have some very large corporations who own sometimes all of the media outlets in medium to large markets, and there's just no diversity of ownership because there aren't enough bands open, available, to provide stations for competitors to move in. There's been a significant and probably harmful drop in the amount of competition in these markets, and Denver is one of them.
That's always the key. It's entrepreneurship and competition. The more competition and the more entrepreneurship you have, the better product you have, because people have to compete against each other, so therefore they're forced to turn out a better product.
Yeah, you got
when
it.
When you don't have that, and I don't care what it is, when you don't have that, then what you end up having is you end up having a poorer product because there's no sense of competition or achievement.
And there's no uniqueness to the market.
No. No, none whatsoever.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this stretches everywhere in this market. Like, for instance, I have one of these little apps, applications on my iPhone that I can get any of the Clear Channel-owned radio stations, but I've also got one on there that I can get the public-owned radio stations, you know, the public-run radio stations.
Yeah.
And I got to tell you, KCFR in this market is an embarrassment.
Yeah, agreed.
I mean, it really is compared to the other stations that you listen to, like KCRW in Santa Monica, the Pacifica stations, KPFK, KPFA, WMMNF in Tampa. They're really an embarrassment here. I mean, I don't understand why they think that, for instance, running PRI's The World is a draw at 2 o'clock in the afternoon with some woman reporting, you know, with the BBC doing the reporting. I mean, do you really care what happens in Zimbabwe? No, you'd rather know what's happening in the United States and what's happening local. I mean, they don't carry or they don't, and I know there's going to be people that are mad at me for picking on NPR, but they don't carry anything that's local and germane to the community except one 30-minute talk show that runs in the morning and the same, and it's a repeat of the one that runs at night.
Well, I do care what's happening in Zimbabwe, but not to the extent that I want to hear it all the time or nothing else.
Well, I mean, if, you know, as a fleeting story, it's okay. But what do you do when that stuff's running and the action is happening in the nation's capital, or it's going on here in Denver or Colorado?
Oh, agreed. I mean, my problem with that part of it is that the mainstream media doesn't report nearly enough about what's going on elsewhere. This country simply doesn't have a reasonable idea of what's happening in the world. I'm a former Peace Corps volunteer, and so I've been out there and I've seen the world and chunks of the world close up and personal. And the ignorance in this country is abominable. And a lot of it has to do with the mainstream, particularly large corporate media, just not bringing it in.
Well, I mean, is there anybody out there, am I the only one, who wants to hear a varying amount of music from various genres, programs that are geared towards the arts? Am I the only one who wants that, or I guess the majority of people don't want it?
No, I can't hear the music I want to hear on the radio. It just isn't there.
Yeah, so the local PBS station, local NPR station, is a failure in that regard.
And so are the local commercial stations, because all they play is rock, rock, rock.
Well, yeah, what kind of music do you want to hear?
Well, I want to hear Dylan. I want to hear... I want to hear some of the old 60s stuff that had a little bit of message to it. I want to hear classical. I want to hear jazz. I want to hear a whole variety of stuff, and it just ain't there, man. Except maybe for KUVO. There's great jazz there.
Yeah. I agree.
I'm not a one-trick pony. I want to hear a whole lot of different kinds of music, news, public service, commercial stuff. There's all kinds of things I want to hear, and I'm not hearing it on the radio, and I'm not seeing it on television.
Yeah, I agree. I agree 100%, and it drives me crazy, too. And you know the thing about talk radio that really drives me crazy, and I hope I don't do it, but I think sometimes I do it because it's my training. But to hear all these guys on the radio, and all they're ever doing is screaming about something.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, my God, stop. Why do you have to shout?
You know, I don't listen to the other talk radio stations because they are not saying anything that makes any sense to me. And to be quite honest with you, the few times recently that I've listened to one particular individual on KHOW, the guy's gone off the deep end, and I'm not going to mention any names, but I have a strange feeling you know who I mean.
Yeah, best not to mention any names because I'm friends with most of them, and I work with most of them.
I know.
So, but you and I have the same.
There was a time when I called this particular person on a number of occasions, and we had good, intelligent discussions. But what I've heard from him lately, I couldn't do that now.
Well, I think both of us agree that we need more diversity in programming. Hey, David, thank you, man.
Thank you. Have a good one.
All right. Open phones at 303-713-7600. Here with a diverse look at traffic, John Turk.
Jay, spilled load on the freeway. Stacy, beware. This is on I-70 eastbound side before Havana Street. Object on the roadway there. People hitting their brakes. So do be careful. Also, another object on the roadway southbound Quebec at Alameda. That's a busy intersection. Couple crashes to avoid. First one is I'm looking at Monaco Street at around Evans. And also still working this one on Parker Road, southbound side at Arapahoe. Freeways in Denver and Boulder back to top speed. Your forecast, mostly sunny and warm with high winds this afternoon. Could break a record today of 72. That was set in 1901. Your current downtown temperature is 54 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Visit the Free Diabetes Expo Saturday, March 7th at the Colorado Convention Center. Free health screenings and much more. Sponsored by...
For $1 million, name things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Okay, the judges will accept that. We need three more.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
That's one. Name other things that are green.
GoGreenFurnace.com.
We're running out of time. Maybe something that says ribbit?
GoGreenFurnace.com.
Seriously?
Sure, there are other green things, but the planet's friendliest heating and cooling systems are at GoGreenFurnace.com. Then you haven't heard of 10 Till 2. 10 Till 2 is the cutting-edge staffing company that specializes in providing businesses just like yours with experienced, college-educated, part-time employees. No temps, no costly benefits, just skilled professionals. Visit 10till2.com. That's TENTILTWO.com. 10 Till 2. The time is now.
Are you living paycheck to paycheck? Have you been making credit card payments for years? Only feel like the balance never goes down. In fact, with interest rate hikes and late fees, you feel like you're getting further and further behind, no matter how high your credit card debt is. At Jordan McKenna, we're not here to judge you. We're here to help you.
Together, we can reduce what you owe and stop those collection calls.
We'll even design an affordable monthly payment plan. You could save thousands of dollars of your high-interest credit card debt. If you have over $5,000 in credit card debt, you could automatically qualify. Call Jordan McKenna now for a free, no-obligation consultation. Find out how to reduce what you owe,
stop the never-ending collection calls,
and get out from under the mountain of credit card debt. For your free, no-obligation consultation, call now. 800-501-7781. That's 800-501-7781. Don't miss out. Call 800-501-7781.
Looking for a market-proof vest? Try this on for size. A market-proof CD from GMAC Bank. It's FDIC insured. And better yet, our 12-month CD has a 2.95% annual percentage yield. That's positively one of the best rates available, and it guarantees your money makes money. Lock in now. Go to gmacbank.com/radio or call 1-800-490-GMAC. Open a CD with as little as $500 and feel confident knowing your money's wearing body armor. GMAC Bank. Bank. Smart, simple, safe. Member FDIC.
Academic freedom or political dissent in academia? Do universities empower or suppress these topics? Join featured speakers William Ayers, former college professor and member of the Weather Underground, and Derek Jensen, environmentalist, author of Endgame, and outspoken critic of the Green Scare, for a symposium entitled Forbidden Education, The Rise of Neo-McCarthyism, at CU Boulder in the Glenn Miller Ballroom, March 5th at 7 p.m. Advance tickets are $5 and are available at TicketsWest.com or King Soopers. For more information, visit 180degreeshift.org.
You can't get out of debt because the credit card companies won't let you. That's right. They just won't let you. They've got a slick system that keeps you in debt until you're old and gray. But now there's a system that destroys debt. Hi, I'm Tony Manganiello, publisher of the Debt-Free and Prosperous Living System. And I'll send you my powerful free tape revealing how easy it is if you call today.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt. And today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
When you owe people money, they own you. My system takes all the money you're paying to make the credit card companies rich and redirects it into making you rich.
In 8 months, my credit cards were paid off.
You can do the same guaranteed, no matter how much money you make or how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. Call now for your free tape. 1-800-900-1484. For your free tape, call 1-800-900-1484. 1-800-900-1484.
GOP theme song. 9:39, 39 minutes after the hour here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 74, 73 to 74. Could break a record today, we'll see. All right, it's open phones 303-713-7600, but we seem to have settled here on the talking about the fairness doctrine. Here's Dave in Boulder. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Pleasure to talk to you.
Nice to have you on.
You know, I started in a small market working at a radio station as a late night DJ in Hawaii many years ago.
Yeah.
And after a couple of years of limping along and losing money, the station had never made money, as a matter of fact, but it managed to survive because it would change hands periodically. And great fellow named Gil Stratton from Los Angeles came in and bought the station.
Oh, Gil Stratton was a sportscaster in L.A.
Yes, he was. He was like the voice of auto racing or something back in his day. And his wife was
Lakers.
One of the voices. Yeah, and his wife was one of the voices of the Smurfs. But in any case, I was doing my thing, and he came in one night a couple of weeks after he bought the station. He said, I like your delivery. You're just like an L.A. late-night DJ. And he said, I want you to make me a good radio station. I said, what do you mean? He goes, I want you to be the program director. So I, for the first time, I had a dream that probably a lot of people in radio wish they could do, and that is do whatever you want. And what I did is I took out every song I didn't like, put in a lot of stuff from my own collection, and we started getting letters to the editor in the local newspapers, and people tuned in from other islands. And all it was to try to keep the flow going rather than doing what is the formula. But after time, after we put it in the black, the station got sold to the guy that owned the Clio Awards. And he spent, you know, several million dollars buying the place. And he brought in a new guy partly because I just wanted to be an on-air personality. But in any case, they turned the silk purse back into the sow's ear. And then I went on to another radio station that was brand new in town several years later. And this fellow was a young guy that had invested X amount of money into the station. And I think all these guys are scared because the margins are so narrow, at least in small markets, that they try to be perfect, and as a result, he went by Gannett and Billboard, and I said, yeah, but some of these songs are just not appropriate to this station, to these people. And he wouldn't trust my word on what the local thing was, and was never really a success. And I think the formula is what runs radio now.
Well, I think what you have is the problem you've got is you've got you've got lack of competition. That's what the problem is. You don't have what you once had. I mean, you once had Boy, if you can only illustrate to people what it was like, you know, it was like the Wild West, and anything went, and disc jockeys were always, man, you were always getting in trouble, and you were always getting in trouble as talk show hosts,
yeah.
And you were doing stuff that you shouldn't do, and the management would catch you doing it, and you had to fiercely compete against your competitor, where nowadays your competitor is owned by the same company. And I, you know, I just can't impress upon people the crazy lunatic people that I worked with and all of the lunatic stuff that used to go down.
That's what makes it vibrant and alive.
Yeah, you had guys on the air that were just perfect and they sounded great, but off the air, they were freaking nuts. You know, they were nuts. I mean, there was all kinds of weird stuff going on. How far did you get a radio before you called it quits?
Well, I went 10 years, and the salaries were always extraordinarily low.
Yeah.
And that was because there were 1,000 guys beating down the door to take your job. And but I loved it. And, you know, my 40-hour work week was 60 hours because between on-air management and cutting commercials and whatnot, I had to show I was a company man for 10 years. And I think that's the other thing, is that the actual employees of the radio company are over a barrel. Because most of them aren't.
Well, there's nowhere for us to go now.
Exactly.
I mean, it used to be the days where you'd come in and the program director would give you so much crap, either hotlining you on the air
mm-hmm.
or giving you trouble, that you'd just raise your middle finger and say, see ya. And you'd either go across the street or, you know, you pack up the U-Haul and go down the road to the next gig, and now there's no road to go down.
Because you're talking to the same guy. You're still talking to the same guy.
Well, they're just, you know, all this stuff is being voice-tracked for disc jockeys and syndicated for talk show hosts, and there just is no place to go, man. There's no place to go. And it isn't like the old days where you worked with people who are in and out. You met some of the same people at different radio stations.
Yeah.
You had guys that pulled all kinds of bizarre stunts. Like, well, I worked with a guy once, his name will remain anonymous because he's a fairly big name now, who rented furniture, moved out of town, and took his rental furniture with him. The station starts getting calls about 3 or 4 weeks later. Hey, where's his furniture? Where's his payments? Well, he's gone. You know, he took all the stuff with him.
That's a responsible individual. So, you know, I thought about this. One of the biggest compliments I ever got, in the early 60s, I moved into the San Francisco Bay Area. I was a teenager. And underground radio started in the Bay Area.
Oh, yeah, with Tom Donahue?
KMPX.
Yep, Tom Donahue.
On the FM. And he had he did this amazing thing. And as far as I know, he's the first guy that ever mixed music so that it'd be in the same key on the next tune or at the same beat or any of that kind of stuff. And it had this incredible power because of his creativity. And somebody called me up while I was on the air in Hawaii and said, man, you know what you remind me of? KMPX back in the old days. And that's the best compliment I ever got in radio.
Yeah, well, KMPX, and then there was KSAN eventually, which I worked mm-hmm. at eventually. It became album-oriented. You had guys like Big Daddy Tom Donahue and B. Mitchell Reed and Jimmy Rabbit.
Real personalities.
Yeah, all these people who were able to put all this music together, but then in the, you know, brief 30 or 40 or 50 or 60 seconds or whatever it was, or 90 seconds that they had to talk, they injected a lot of personality into it and would make comments that, you know, parents that straight people just couldn't understand and couldn't get into.
Well, what I don't understand, and I'll let you go because, you know, you've got places to go, but, you know, our local channel here in Boulder, years ago, when I first got here, had just finished a string of winning Radio Station of the Year and Program Director of the Year 4 years running.
Is that KBCO?
Yes. And they got bought by Clear Channel, and it has turned into just another I Am Sick of the Music station. Because they play the same crap, same rotation, the same gamut and Billboard charts. They push the music machine that is actually breaking in front of our eyes because of the internet. And I think that these guys go by a formula because they don't know what else to do.
No, I don't think that's true. I you know, knowing people who work there, I got to disagree with you on that.
Well, I think some amazing stuff, but during the day, man, I'm not hearing it.
Well, that's because it was owned by like a little, individual owner, and it was a whole different, you know, mindset back then. See, here's the thing. Consider this. Most people know that there's something wrong with radio.
Yeah.
But they don't know what it is. That's the whole thing. They don't know what it is. And unless radio turns around and starts providing more compelling content, because I don't care about the internet, I don't care about anything else that's out there. If you provide the most compelling content, people will come get it. But if they don't provide compelling content, then what's going to end up happening is the business is going to die, and it is, and you know, that's what's going to happen. It's not too late, and we do have some compelling people on the air here, but you know, those people are few and far between in this business.
I agree, and plus they do have management sitting on them.
Well, you know, I'm really in a weird position in which management never says anything to me.
That's cool. Well, you're a draw. Your personality.
Well, we don't know about that. Dave, thank you, man.
All right, thank you.
Appreciate it.
Bye, Jay.
Here's Phil in Denver. Phil, you're on AM 760.
Oh, hi, Jay.
Hi.
Listen, I just wanted to mention there used to be a great radio station here in Denver called KFML. And it was a free-form FM station, and it was... I think it was a rallying point for a lot of people back, and it was here from 71 to 73. Not very long, but it was actually there were guys on there who were DJs who had been at other stations, and they played a wide range of stuff. You know, that's where I first heard Elvis Costello, and they used to play Indian classical music and all kinds of different kinds of things, and it was probably like a head station, you know. But
well, those stations were the height of community involvement because
yeah.
they used to be a rallying cry and a rallying place, an electronic tribe where people could meet, and you had ride boards, and you had what was going on in the community, and what was happening locally.
Yeah,
and that's what they used to be.
Yeah, and they used a lot of local. This station used a lot of local actors and comedians who worked around here. You know, it was back before there was a lot of people at the comedy club and stuff like that. I mean, these were all guys that wanted to do that kind of stuff, and it was great. Harry Tufts used to do a show of old-time radio stuff on Sundays that people just loved. I mean, it was 3 hours long, and the only sponsor they could ever get was the public service
right.
company, you know, but everybody loved it, you know. I mean, you would put it on, and for 3 hours you were taken back to, you know, listening to radio drama and comedy shows and all kinds of great stuff, you know. So it was a wonderful station, and I think everybody that listened to it remembers when they started telling us, oh, okay, guys, we just were bought out, and now we've got a playlist, and we're going to be doing a playlist now, and we're only going to be playing so many songs. And one by one, all the DJs just gave up. They just stopped and said, well, this is my last day.
Yeah, well, that happens a lot.
They took off. And
at least they're lucky they had a last day. In a lot of places I've worked, you don't get a last day. You just get booted.
You just get booted off, yeah. But anyway, you know, I also want to put in a word for NPR. I mean, I agree that I think, there needs to be local, but I get a lot of local information from you guys and from the local, some of the local stations.
Well,
but I have to switch around during the day. You know, I listen to you, Jay, but I don't listen to much of the rest of the station.
Well, Phil, I got to tell you something.
You know?
I got to tell you something. I don't have anything against NPR.
Yeah.
I just think that the local NPR stations should be more community involved.
Well, yeah, I do. I do agree that some of the stuff that they have for the Colorado stories and things, they're pretty far afield, and I'd like to see more about real Denver issues. It's hard to get. You know, it's like the neighborhood newspapers, this whole thing with the Rocky. I mean, I get as much information or more information about what's going on in my neighborhood from my local neighborhood newspaper, you know, that comes out like, you know, the neighborhood life.
Yeah. Well, that you know what? What you're talking about may be the answer to a lot of this. Hey, Phil, I got to run, man. Thanks for the call.
Sure
Thanks
enough.
For being on the show.
Sure. Bye-bye.
All right. So 9:52, 52 minutes after the hour, AM 760 Progressive Talk, Turk tunes in traffic.
Jay, traffic's looking really good for us if you're using the freeway systems around Denver and Boulder this morning. Back to top speed after a morning of, we had a few accidents, but really a quiet Monday for us. Right now, just working one surface street accident. It's been there for over an hour, southbound Parker Road at Arapahoe. If you're traveling in out of the high country today, also going to be clear and dry for you through Summit County. Do expect some icy patches, though, if you want to use Loveland Pass. Construction beginning as well, southbound Parker Road near Arapahoe, right at the site of that crash. So, again, that could add to the delays at that spot. Also got construction beginning in Golden on Highway 58 at Washington Avenue. Your forecast could be a record breaker, partly sunny and warm with highs in the low 70s. Pretty windy as well this afternoon. Our record high of 72 was set in 1901. Right now, 56 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Earning your career-focused bachelor's, master's, or doctorate degree can be an achievable reality with Colorado Technical University. Study online, on campus, days, nights, or weekends. Call CTU at 888-269-1555 or click coloradotech.edu.
AM 760 is moving Tom Hartman.
Come on. Keep going.
No, we're not moving Tom. We're moving his show. You told us what you wanted to hear in the Progressive Forum on AM760.net. And starting today, it's Tom Hartman.
Me!
Afternoons 1 to 4 on AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, and AM760.net.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo with a free language lesson, so what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-400-4943. 1-800-400-4943. 1-800-400-4943.
954. 54 minutes after the hour on AM 760, a Progressive Talk. The world around us constantly changes, and things come and things go, but Rocky's Autos stays exactly the same, and they have that way been stayed the same. They have stayed the same, rather, since 1982, with just over 100 people out there dedicated to make your buying experience a good one. They want to see your trade, and they have an incredible selection of clean, late model, previously driven cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. You want your dollar for your automobile to go farther? Then you got to go to Rocky's. Rocky's Autos. I'll tell you something about them. Rocky's Autos is the kind of place where they look you in the eyes. They lay down what it is. They work hard to make sure that you get the car you want, and they don't fool around. And I'll tell you something else. They've got solid lines of credit with banks that are non-predatory, that are willing to work with you, because that's how Rocky's Autos operates. They have such a great reputation in the financial industry and in the banking industry that they don't have the problems a lot of other places have. Rocky's Autos. If you're looking for a good vehicle, then you're looking for Rocky's. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. As I said, they're Colorado's number one volume dealer, and they've been around since 1982. You got to check them out. You just have to. If you're out there shopping for a car, save some money. Rocky's Autos, 63rd and Federal.
Yeehaw!
You're with the kids at Western World, and who knew stagecoach seats were so hard? You're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning.
Mommy, this is bumpy.
I should have used Preparation H.
And for extra relief, use Preparation H medicated wipes first. Unlike most ordinary wipes, they relieve while you clean. Then use Preparation H maximum strength cream for pain relief on contact.
2 miles to Abilene!
I should have used...
Preparation H, the relief expert. Use as directed.
Hi, I work at the pharmacy counter. Noticed it's cold season again, and many people are spending this time of year suffering from that awful sinus pressure, nasal congestion, and pain. Well, you can suffer through those symptoms, or you can power through them with Advil Cold and Sinus. It packs the power of Advil with a strong decongestant, and it's available at the pharmacy counter. Advil Cold and Sinus. Be sure to ask for it. Don't suffer through your symptoms. Power through them with Advil Cold and Sinus. Use as directed.
57, 57 minutes after the hour, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Boy, I just wish that I could. If it wasn't so boring, I wish I could just tell you all the stories about all the people in radio that I worked with and all the stunts that they pulled, including hanging a ham hock in the studio on a rope. All kinds of weird stuff. I worked with this guy whose ex-wife somehow got into the radio station and started chasing him around with a gun, with a loaded gun. No big deal. She put a couple of bullet holes in the ceiling, but other than that, everything else was okay. Had to call the cops. I'm telling you, you don't find that kind of vintage kind of personnel anymore. Most of the really whacked out people have been screened out for some reason or have gone and found other lunatic jobs to get into. All right, coming up tomorrow morning, we have Paul Begala on the show, and we'll talk to him about how he thinks that Barack Obama has done in the few months that he's been in office. And he's in town for the Jefferson Jackson Day dinner. And right now, I'll just fold up my hammer and sickle. Take it any way you can. Take it easy, but take it any way you can get it.
Hey, thinking about starting a big home improvement project? Don't do it yourself. Trust a name that has more than 30 years experience. Hi, Tom Hartman here, and I want to talk to you about AAA Home Improvements. AAA is a full-service home improvement company specializing in pop-ups, additions, kitchens, and basements. They handle it all from start to finish, but don't take my word for it. Read what their satisfied customers have said at AAAHomeImprovements.com. AAA Home Improvements, 720-981-4269. 720-981-4269.
The road ahead. Midas wants to make sure your car is ready for the long haul. From simple tune-ups to advanced diagnostics, we'll change your oil, rotate.